High school football starts now. Brought to you by Platte River Radio Sports.
For the Blue Hill Bobcats, it's back to the Class C2 state playoffs, where they have had a tradition and a history of success.
Wishbone, handoff on the crossbar. Shane Damon's got it. First down, 15, 10, 5. Cutback. Did he get in or not? Let's see. Yes, touchdown. Shane Damon.
But tonight, standing in their way, the Ravenna Blue Jays, who handed the Bobcats a loss just 2 weeks ago.
High formation, boy, everybody else is in tight, straight across, white jerseys on that line. He'll keep it himself. He goes right side this time. Got running room, got more running room. 50, 40, Saborn, 35, Tanner Saborn takes it home. Touchdown, Ravenna.
The Bobcats will need to erase deja vu if they look to have any success moving forward in the Class C2 state playoffs. It's the Ravenna Blue Jays, the Blue Hill Bobcats, and it's on the Breeze 94.5. Now let's take you to the field for the call of tonight's game. Here's Craig Eckert.
All right, thank you very much, Tyson. It's a rematch between Blue Hill and Ravenna. 2 weeks ago, we called these two teams against one another in the second from the last game of the season. That one was played, of course, at Blue Hill. It was a low-scoring game. As I recall, it was only 8-7 at halftime, and then Ravenna was able to pull away on some long runs by the quarterback, Trevor Saborn, in that one. And he was really the star of the show, alongside his Tim Bob Kitzmiller. And Tim Bob, it's not the usual occasion that you and I get a chance to see the same two teams in back-to-back broadcasts, but should be interesting to be able to compare the strategies of the coaches this time versus the first time around, when I don't think you or I either thought that these teams played the kind of game they've been known for.
Yeah, both teams we talked about were out of character. They didn't seem to do or play to their strength. You know, Blue Hill wound up throwing the ball 27 times in the last game, which is strange when you have a 1,000-yard, 1,100-yard rusher in your backfield. That's way out of character. And punting was a big part of last 2 weeks ago's game. So we'll see what kind of adjustments, what kind of changes, and what kind of game plan they come out with for the nice game.
This is the New Tech pregame show. Best of luck for tonight from Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact New Tech Seed near you for all of your seed needs. Proud to support area athletes in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. We've got a number of finals already in the round one of the C&D playoffs today. And let's take a look at a couple of those before we get into our coaches' interviews with Mark Hudson for Ravenna and Scott Porter for the Blue Hill Bobcats. Pierce is way out front of Grand Island Central Catholic, 37-0 right now. That's mid-second quarter. Giltner, 22-0 over Lindsay Holy Family. That's only mid-first quarter. Giltner is just explosive. Because a 14-0 lead over Thayer Central, that's mid-first quarter, so the Stars are rolling there. Halftime, Valentine leads Kimball 28-7. Cambridge out by three scores over Sutton, 21-0. In blowouts going on right now, Loomis 48, Hayes Center 8. That's late in the third. South Loop already is 40-0 over Orchard, Clearwater Orchard. That's only at the end of the third quarter. Franklin trailing by 39 points. That's a final. Franklin lost 54-13. Lutheran High over Ponca, 23-16. St. Mary's, 66. Wallace, nothing. Here's the only tight game so far today. Shadron over St. Paul, 19-18. Crofton throttled Hershey, 55-0. St. Cecilia, 41-0 over Bayard. Aquinas, 63. Bergen, 7. Garden County beat Palmer, 45-14. And Shelton, in a game you heard earlier today on one of our ESPN stations, 14-60 with Doug Duna and Tony Davis. Shelton over Sandhills Thedford, 50-8. And Shelton, for the first time in a long time, advances in state football competition. Tonight, I think we could have another of the few and far between tight games in this first round, because Blue Hill and Ravenna are pretty evenly matched. They're rated very evenly, and they had a very tight game through most of the game 2 weeks ago. In fact, really, other than the long scores, both teams set up fairly evenly matched. We'll be back with more on the New Tech pregame show. We'll have coaches' interviews with Scott Porter of Blue Hill and Mark Hudson of Ravenna coming up next. You're listening to The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Thramer's Food Center is located in downtown Blue Hill. At Thramer's, they take pride in their fresh meat produce and their fast, friendly hometown service. Stop in for their daily lunch specials, some home fried chicken, or any of their delicious deli items. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5:30. Good luck, Bobcats, from Tim and Deb and the crew at Thramer's Food Center in Blue Hill.
We talk with Mark Hudson, the head football coach of the Ravenna Blue Jays, on tonight's pregame show here on The Breeze as Ravenna and Blue Hill go at it in the first round of the Class C2 football playoffs. And, Coach, thank you for joining us, first of all. The ball club ends the regular season 6-2 with a win over Southern Valley last week on a three-game winning streak. So three wins to start it and two losses in a row to two very good teams and then three wins in a row to end the season. So, overall, are you pretty happy with things, Coach?
Yes and no. You know, we had pretty high hopes going into this season, and we knew we'd have some really tough competition. We knew that we'd probably have a little bit tougher schedule than we had last year. So, you know, by no means were we, you know, planning on being 8-0 and 100%. But, you know, I think, you know, we're okay with where we're at as far as being 6-2. I think, you know, we weren't exactly pleased with how we performed last week. We played much better the week before against Blue Hill and thought we were kind of on a good track, and then took a little bit of a step back. So it's going to be vitally important for us to make sure we've corrected those mistakes this week and have a good mindset going into Blue Hill.
We talk about these rematches. We get them sometimes, Coach, and real close to each other. A couple weeks ago, October 14th, what you win at Blue Hill, 21-8, a very nice road win. What was the key in that football game for your team to come out on top by 13 points?
I think the key for us was handling adversity. We didn't get off to a very good start offensively. They were able to play some games with their blitzers, and you know, they've had a lot of success this year. It doesn't matter. It wasn't just us. Whoever they've played, they've got some really good athletes stacked behind some really big, strong D tackles, and they're able to play some good games in there. And we didn't handle that pressure very well early, and I think, you know, our kids just kept plugging away and kept plugging away, and we, you know, the message was that, hey, we'll find something. You live by the blitz, you die by the blitz. And you know, we had a couple open-ended run games there where we popped big runs, and you know, you saw that right at the beginning of the first or the second half, and that one got called back, and they stayed with it, and they just persevered.
Your ball club tonight against Blue Hill. What are the keys for the Blue Jays tonight, Coach?
Well, you know, I think building on that second half success, and you know, we kind of took a step back up front last week and got, you know, some mixed reads and some mixed calls. So we've got to clean up the mental game, you know, and that's been our issue all year, is making sure we get the right calls and the right assignments taken care of up front. You know, we'll have to, you know, that's the frustrating thing with these, with the entire playoff system here in Nebraska. You know, I'm not a huge fan of it, but, you know, we haven't had this rematch problem for a couple years like a lot of other teams do. So we're back to experiencing it, but, you know, that you work so hard to get the edge in the regular season, and you know, we gave them some different looks just like they did to us, and our kids executed well. But you know, now you've kind of really got to revamp what you do, because you know somebody so well that if you don't give them a new wrinkle, if you don't give them a new look, you know, they're gonna look at film and go, okay, we played everything real well except for this, and here's what we got to fix. So you know, you've got to be able to execute something a little bit different, give them a little bit different look. You know, try and catch them off guard in these big games, especially the way Scott's team and our team kind of go at each other. You know, you're going to have two teams just banging heads for four quarters, and you got to find a way to create an advantage.
up front play, and we're back to that again, Coach, as the area coach has been telling us on the Pigskin preview earlier and throughout this season. It's just a battle up front, and if you can win that battle, and especially now in playoff time, you're going to have a good chance. But if you don't win that battle up front, you might as well say goodbye, huh?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, and we made some changes after Kearney Catholic. We moved some kids around because of what we looked coming up with Blue Hill and the two teams that we played with, St. Cecilia and Kearney Catholic. And we tried to get stronger, you know, at our guard position and interiorly. You know, and I think that helped us against Blue Hill the last time. But, you know, we're still kind of catching up trying to learn assignments because, you know, we played five games kind of one way or with certain kids in certain places. And so we're really kind of on our last, our last two or three games with kids in new spots. So we're playing a little bit of catch up and, you know, not that I'm second guessing myself, but you know, you kind of got to ramp it up and you don't have all season to get kids polished. You know, we're just trying to catch up and that's the thing, you know, and we're not as big and probably not as strong as some of the teams that Blue Hill, they were bigger than us, Kearney Catholic, all of them, you know, they're bigger than us. So we've got to find a way, whether it's down blocking or double teams or misdirection to give us an advantage. You know, that's what it comes down to. You know, we're not asking our kids to dominate up front. We're asking our kids just to fight like mad dogs for four quarters, wear them down so that we can, you know, try and get some momentum going in the second, third, and fourth quarter.
Be consistent in your execution, huh, Coach? Just go that route and you'll be fine, right? You just go out there and do that. Everybody will be fine. Well, I want to ask you, Coach, about your thoughts about playing a team this close or even a rematch. It sounds like you're not real thrilled about it because maybe does it work to the advantage of the team that lost in the first round, I guess. Is that one of the things about this, I would think.
Right, you know, and I guess, you know, in our experience, you know, it's worked both ways.
Yeah.
You know, I think our kids have, you know, they've got a great mindset. You know, the thing about it that's fun about the playoffs is getting to play new people. You know, that's the fun thing, seeing how regions compare. You know, the unfortunate thing is here is by the time we get to the quarterfinals, there's only going to be one team from our district left, you know, because no matter who wins this rematch, they got a rematch with more than likely Kearney Catholic. So I thought we had a really strong district this year, and I guess it's unfortunate the way it fell. You know, we're not distraught or upset about playing Blue Hill. They're a heck of a football team, heck of a program, and you're going to have to play somebody good this time of the year no matter what. You know, we've beaten teams a second time that we've beaten in the regular season in the past. You know, and we've had the opportunity to come back and get some revenge on some teams that have beaten us, you know, most recently Kearney Catholic a couple times in the playoffs. So it's worked both ways for us. You know, our kids are just looking at it as far as things go as being, you know, a heck of an opponent. We got to clean up and take care of us first. They're happy to have a home game. I think that's a big deal for us rather than having to drive back down to Blue Hill and play them. So we learned a lot about ourselves. So I think we've got that little bit of an edge. But the kids also understand that, you know, it wasn't a dominating performance in that game. You know, a few breaks could have gone either way. And so they know Blue Hill is going to be coming in here with a chip on their shoulder, and we're going to have to match their intensity. So, you know, not a huge fan of the rematch, but, you know, it is what it is. And we've been prepared for it for a couple of weeks, the possibility of it. So we're going to give them heck, and, you know, whatever happens, happens.
All right, Coach, good luck tonight. Really appreciate your time and all season long, and we'll see what happens this evening in the first round. Thank you, sir.
You bet. You bet. Thanks a ton for the coverage, Blaine, and it's been good working with you this year. It's been quite a few times we've talked. So.
We may not be done either, Coach, so we'll see.
That's right.
We'll see
that's
what
right.
happens. So, thanks for your time, Coach. Talk to you soon. And that's Mark Hudson, the head football coach of the Ravenna Blue Jays, on tonight's pregame show.
Gerstner Implement in Ravenna is now Central Nebraska's Thunder Creek Fuel Trailer Dealer. These high-quality trailers come in 500, 750, or 990-gallon capacities. Their design allows you to travel faster and smoother and fuel quicker than ever before. And their low profile provides for safe cornering and off-road stability. Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers will give you many years of dependable use. Stop by Gerstner Implement in Ravenna today to see the Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers or call Gerstner's at 800-652-1938.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
We get the Blue Hill side of things on the pregame show here tonight on the Breeze before Blue Hill and Ravenna go out in the first round of the Class C2 football playoffs. Coach, on the season, 5 wins and 3 losses, and the losses, St. Cecilia, Ravenna, and Kearney Catholic, and you have a 4-game winning streak in that season. So overall, your thoughts on this football season for your Bobcats?
We knew going in it was going to be another tough challenge for us this year, and the St. Cecilia game, we didn't play a complete game in that situation. The first half, we weren't ourselves. The second half, we came out and played the way we were capable of playing. And then you look at the Ravenna game 2 weeks ago and then the Kearney Catholic game, I'm very, very pleased with the way our defense has been playing up until, the whole year, basically. And then, the last 2 weeks, it seems like offensively we've been shooting ourselves in the foot and making mental mistakes that have hurt us at times. So, it's been a learning process all year long, and the way we've been telling the kids all week and the way we look at it, that part of the season's over. This is a whole new season, and everybody's 0-0.
After that first game with Ravenna, Coach, they kind of shut down your running game. I know that was a key part of the game, and they have some big offensive plays for a couple of their scores. So that was kind of the difference in that first meeting with Ravenna, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. I mean, going against any good team across the state, you don't take opportunities of getting scoring or touchdowns or field goals, when you're inside the opponent's 20. And we were there twice and came away with nothing. And then, defensively, overall, I thought we did an outstanding job. But, we just had a couple mental breakdowns here and there. And they were able to capitalize and come away with the victory.
You have 2 weeks ago you played Ravenna. Now we're in the playoffs, Coach. I know it's a new season kind of thing. Are you at all concerned about that? Would you rather not play them in the first round? I mean, as far as meeting a team you played just a couple of weeks ago, or maybe you feel you have an advantage because you lost the first game. Maybe you have the fact that maybe you'll find them a little underconfident. Doubt that. But what are your thoughts on playing a team this close to you in the first round of the playoffs, having just played them 2 weeks ago?
It's always nice to have that opportunity to play somebody that you haven't played, but, we're just dealing with the cards we were dealt, and it made breaking down stuff this week a lot easier since we just played them 2 weeks ago. And, we've been preaching to our kids that in high school football, it's always tough to beat a team twice. And, we were kind of in the same situation last year with Kearney Catholic where it was only a week apart instead of two, but, they won that first game, at the end of the regular season, and we played them in the first round, and we're fortunate enough to come away with that victory. So, I think a lot of things are fresh in the kids' minds and in the rest of in the coaches' minds too. So that's what we've been focusing on, the little mistakes we've made here and there, and hopefully tonight it can turn out for a win for us.
Okay, Coach, the keys tonight for your ball club, offensively and defensively, what do you have to do to come out on top?
Offensively, we just got to maintain our drives that we start and not shoot ourselves in the foot. I thought the first time we, besides the one interception, we took pretty good care of the football. And the biggest thing is just not stopping ourselves. And then defensively, it's pretty much the same game plan we had 2 weeks ago, trying to keep Ravenna's quarterback contained and try to get him to give the ball to the other players instead of keeping it in his hands majority of the night.
Okay, of course, the mistakes, the penalties, all this always comes into play, Coach, the turnovers, and nobody's going to play a perfect game. And is a good start important for your guys over at Ravenna tonight? On the road, and Ravenna's going to be pumped, and your kids will be too. Is the first part of this game, the first quarter, going to be have a real importance for this football game?
I really don't see it that way. I mean, you know, we were down 14-0 last week against Kearney Catholic on the road, and, you know, the kids kept fighting and battling. So, you know, I think it's always a good thing to maybe get that upper edge on a team if you can go down your first drive or second drive and get points on the board. But, you know, as long as I think we have some type of success offensively and defensively, you know, the kids will still have that confidence that they can come out on top.
To have that consistency for four quarters, huh, Coach? Execute and be consistent for four quarters. That's what you prefer, right?
That is right. You know, it seems here lately one side of the ball can do that and the other side will do it for two or three quarters. But, you know, we've been preaching all week that, especially now, that we have to have all four quarters of consistency on both sides of the ball and even special teams, because we're not guaranteed, you know, a game next week.
All right, Coach, first round over at Ravenna tonight for the Bobcats. Thank you for your time. Good luck tonight, and hopefully we'll have a few more times to chat before this season's over. Good luck, Coach. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's Scott Porter, head football coach of the Blue Hill Bobcats, on tonight's pregame show.
The South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including internet banking and bill pay. Log on to southcentralstatebank.com. Good luck, Bobcats, from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC. Did you ever wonder why Ravenna has great athletes? Well, it's all those great home-cooked meals at the Dew Drop. The Dew Drop is serving up home-cooked meals 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and a large side of small-town hospitality. So make this short drive to Ravenna and see what all the yum is about with a great home-cooked meal. And don't forget to order dessert with all the goodies homemade. You can't go wrong at the Dew Drop in Ravenna, a proud supporter of the area high school teams. The Dew Drop, Ravenna.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Greg Eckert and Tim Bob Kitzmiller back here on the pregame show brought to you by New Tech Seed. And I want to bring you up to speed on the starting lineups for tonight's game, the Five Points Bank starting lineups. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank. So let's give a look at the rematch here between the Ravenna Blue Jays with two losses and the Blue Hill Bobcats with three losses. And one of those three losses, of course, 2 weeks ago to the Ravenna Blue Jays. A couple of changes that we'll talk about here on special teams include the fact that Blue Hill's kicker, a foreign exchange student, is here tonight, but he was not on the team, or with the team, I should say, 2 weeks ago. He had his own vacation. So Jan Bearsville is going to tee it up tonight for Blue Hill, and what that means on kickoffs and field goals could be significant. You don't know.
And if he's doing the punting as well, that could be huge, because that was a big weakness for a Bobcat 2 weeks ago.
Blue Hill won the toss, and they're going to receive. One of the halfbacks will be Shane Feynman, Chase Hofferberger, the other running back. Dakota Hoyt will start at quarterback tonight. We are fairly certain. We thought that 2 weeks ago, and they started another young man, Parker Trumbull, and they passed with the two first plays from scrimmage. But Hoyt has been the starting quarterback through most of the snaps this season. Mitch Rubelid is a wide receiver, wingback, 150-pound sophomore. Eli Van Boning, wideout, 155 and a senior. Garrett Williams, tight end, 175 and a senior. Connor Brown is the center, 205 and a junior. Mike Rourke at tackle, 220 and a senior. Jeremiah Kruger, guard, 210 and a senior. Blake Bunner, guard, 230 and a senior. Tyler Offen, the other tackle, 185 and a senior. Nathan Hilligas, a wideout, 135 and a senior. Your starters for the Blue Hill Bobcats, 5-3 on the regular season, coming off a loss to Kearney Catholic, 14-0 last week. For Ravenna on offense, Trevor Saborn, a big, big key in the win 2 weeks ago for Ravenna. We'll start at quarterback. Tom Sikowski, 150-pound defensive back. We'll play defense. Lucas Wilkie is the tailback. We didn't see much of him 2 weeks ago. He's a 190-pound senior, and he can be damaging if they remember to call his number. Wide receiver, Connor Baronic, senior, 175-pounder. Ethan Schombach, is on the offense as a fullback, 205 and a senior. Trace Armstrong, tight end, 195 and a senior. Jacob Bruja, 210, tight end and a senior. Jake Voigt, 210 on the line, a senior. Brandon Rogers, 220 and a senior. Josh Boardman, 205 and a junior. Tyler Douglas is 190 and a junior. And Michael Steele, 220 and a senior. So plenty of bulk up front for Ravenna. So Ravenna and Blue Hill will go at it. And both coaches, you heard just a little bit ago here on the New Tech pregame show, will be popping the pads from start to finish, or at least so they hope. It was not typical smash-mouth football last time we saw these teams, as Ravenna scored on some long runs by the quarterback on an option. Blue Hill chose to pass more than we expected them to, had more success out of the wishbone at times, but didn't stick with it, ended up losing that ball game 20-8, even though they had the lead at halftime 8-7. So that's your 5 points bank starting lineup. 5 points bank, the better bank. Proud of its long history of being the local community bank to count on our area for growth within deposits and loans the past 20 years. Their growth is paralleled in the Tri-City area. 5 points concentrating on being a profitable, secure place for their customers, growth, profitability, and providing the best in customer service. 5 points Bank's goals that they strive for and achieve, making 5 points your safe, secure banking choice. 5 points Bank, your clear choice, the better bank in Kearney, Grand Island, and Hastings. Your 5 points Bank starting lineup here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. The game time, well, we should be kicking off here in about 3 minutes, so we're about 6:57 right now, and the temperature, as we look down on the field, 51 degrees and cloudy skies, and the temperature will fall overnight into the mid-20s. So what that means basically is that it's not going to get any warmer. Today's game time and temp brought to you by Big G Ace Hardware of Hastings, the original Sun Heat infrared heaters. It's that time of year again when the temperature falls and your heating costs go up. Slash your heating costs with the original Sun Heat infrared heater from Big G Ace Hardware in Hastings. Sun Heat provides soft, safe, comfortable heat for any area of your home and features the made-in-Nebraska wood cabinet. Don't be fooled by imitators. Get the original Sun Heat at Big G Ace Hardware, North Highway 281 in Hastings. So we're at 51 outdoors. Wherever you are, you can be comfy. Courtesy Sun Heat. All right, we're going to take a break here. We'll take a two-minute timeout, back with the New Tech pregame report right after this on The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
For all your auto body needs, see Jordaning Body Shop in Blue Hill. Jordaning Body Shop takes the hassle out of getting your car fixed after an accident. They do complete body work as well as glass installation, and insurance jobs are welcome. Whether it's a small ding or a major fender bender, let Jordaning Body Shop take care of it. 414 West Saline in Blue Hill. Jordaning Body Shop, wishing the Blue Hill Bobcats good luck.
Blue Hill Care Center is now under new management and offers a great rehab-to-home program. Located at 414 North Wilson Street, for more information, call 402-756-2080. The staff and residents of Blue Hill Care Center would like to send out best wishes to the Blue Hill football team. Go Bobcats!
Been thinking about replacing your worn-out windows? Consider made-to-order Marvin Wood Windows. The Easy Tilt Pack is an easy-to-install solution. Tilt Pack windows are made of energy-efficient ponderosa pine. They're less expensive than replacing the whole window. See Tilt Pack at Century Lumber Center in Blue Hill. Call 756-3341.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska, with a location near you.
Ron's Good Neighbor Pharmacy should be your pharmacy in Blue Hill. They give you complete prescription service, and mail-out service is also available. Ron's Pharmacy also has school supplies, American greeting cards, sundries, Russell Stover's candy, and Timex watches. You can trust and depend on their reliability because they've been serving you for more than 30 years. Ron's Pharmacy proudly supports academics and athletics in Blue Hill and wishes all the athletes and coaches good luck. Ron's Pharmacy, your Blue Hill Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Okay, as we said, Blue Hill has won the toss and elected to receive on this 50-degree cloudy night, but really pretty good night for playoff football. It's a beautiful night out here. The crowd ready on both sides. Pretty good following blue. Everybody decked out on blue on both sides, and it should be a great game. Danny back in return. Mitch Rubelit and also Keith Drury for Blue Hill. And teeing the ball up for Ravenna, Storm Raph Hoffman, 165-pound senior, doing the kicking chores. Ball is spotted at the 40-yard line, and they're waiting for the sign from the referee. Referee says, I'm ready if you are. He says, we are, and we're underway here in round one of the C2 playoffs. Ball taken at the 10 by Rubelit, back to the 20-25, and he's going to be stonewalled right there. Nice tackles there by Ravenna. Looks like a host of Blue Jays in on that one.
Good coverage there, coming down the field. Good coverage and good stop, but good field position just the other side of the 25, 27-yard line, looks like.
All right, so we'll see whether or not Blue Hill comes out to do the run. They have Hoyt under center. They've got a bunch of receivers to the left side. And they hand off to the tailback. That is Sharp, and he'll get stood up after about a 3-yard gain. Nice hit there. The hit on that was Brandon Rogers for the Blue Jays. But a strong hit and a strong run. It'll be second down and 5 yards to go as Blue Hill comes out very differently from what they did last time these two teams met. You'll recall they threw for the first play and got a first down on it. And that was probably the highlight of their passing game in that particular matchup. Again, they've got two men on the wing to the left side. I formation, almost a mess up on the handoff as they gave it straight ahead to Chase Hofferberger. He fell forward for about a yard. It'll be third down and 3 yards to go.
Looks like they're in that unbalanced set again like they did before. That's a heck of a spot. I didn't think it was that much harder.
The down and distance guy gave him a better spot than the ref did. So it's going to be third down and 2 yards to go. Now, Hofferberger is the fullback right in back of the quarterback, Hoyt, and Sharp will get the carry from the tailback. So that first down a little bit more gets out to the 44-yard line, and it'll be first down moving the chains for Blue Hill. So they are off to their first down of the evening here in round one of these C2 playoffs. Against the Blue Jays, whom they lost to 2 weeks ago, 20-8.
Craig, they're in that unbalanced set we saw them come out with last week. They got two linemen this side, and it looks like three tight ends, and then just the wing back over there. So a really strong unbalance to the left side with a straight I-back formation.
10.5 to go first period, and no scores. They feed it again to the tailback, Sharp, and that time he's hit at the line of scrimmage, spins forward for maybe a yard. It'll bring up second down and 9 yards to go now as Komacher goes to the far sideline as the messenger, and coming back in looks like it'll be Shane Fehman, messenger from the brain trust over on the far sideline.
Good hitting to start this game. That first play was just a textbook tackle, both sides coming out and hitting hard, just as the coaches hoped and expected the game to start.
Fehman was in, then he runs out again. And we mention him because he has 187 carries on the season, and he is not in the ballgame right now. That unbalanced line to the left again, I formation. They go right side between the tackle and the center that time, or the guard and the center that time. And he'll fall forward for about 3-4 yards. Good hard run there again by Garrett Sharp for Blue Hill.
You know, they're just moving the chains. This is their MO. This is what they didn't do last time they played. They stayed, you know, 3, 4, 5, 7-yard gains, get third and manageable here, and this is their game plan.
Obviously,
Ravenna's got to bow their neck right here.
Obviously, the advantage of ball control is the other guy doesn't have the ball either. I formation, man off the wing on the right side, Hoyt under center, hands off again to the tailback. They're being very patient, and Sharp again is the ball carrier, gets close to the first down. I don't think he got all the way there as the clock just nips under 9 minutes to go here. In the first period, we've got no score. We'll keep you up to speed on some of the other scores around. If this turns out to be the tight game we think it will, it'll be one of only about two that have occurred today, and that was the one where St. Paul got nudged by Shadron 19-18. Otherwise, we've been pretty much blessed or cursed by blowouts in the first round of C&D playoffs today. Wishbone formation, wide out both ways. Hoyt is under center. And off again, this time on a crossbuck to Thaman. They stop him on fourth down. And Ravenna will take over, as they did exactly what you said, Bo. They're next, and they're going to take it over.
Boy, nice penetration there by the front line of the Jays. They blew up that play. They tried to go off tackle with a crossbuck play, and they hit Thaman even before he got close to the line of scrimmage. First turnover of the night.
So they're going to start at their own 42-yard line. Excellent field position as the Blue Jays now go on offense. DeBorn is under center. Everybody's in tight. One wide out to the right side. They hand off to the up man, and he's going to carry some people forward. That's Schaumbach on the carry. The 205-pound fullback takes it about halfway to the stick.
Yeah,
and
just
it'll be second down and five.
Just a simple belly play there. Just a fullback up. Power eye, looks like, and you got to stop the fullback. If he got good yardage, looks like about seven on the first.
Clock with 8 minutes to go in the first. No score. I formation, wide out to the left side is Veronic. And Lucas Wilkie dots the eye. He'll get the carry, and he stutter steps at the line of scrimmage. He'll be tackled, though. Trevor Komacher is in on the tackle, as well as Jeremiah Kruger for Blue Hill, and that'll be a third down coming now, and about 4 yards to go, but a penalty marker's down on the field.
I didn't see the...
Got a personal foul against Blue Hill, so that's going to be problematic for the Bobcats. They're going to get taken for not 5, not 10, but 15 yards upfield, and that goes into Blue Hill territory, and it spots the ball at the 33-yard line of the Blue Hill Bobcats. A personal foul.
That must have been away from the play because I didn't see it, you know, at the point of attack.
Now they go with the shotgun and the options, Saborn right side. Options, and they almost lose the ball as Wilkie and Saborn kind of had bunched up over on the far side, and they had no momentum there whatsoever as they tried to round the corner, lost about 4 yards.
Great play by the defensive end. He slow played the quarterback, strung him out to the sideline, gave no room for the pitch. And when he did pitch, that left Wilkie with no place to run. Good play on defense by the Bobcats.
That would have been Kruger again. So he had two solid plays here so far in this defensive series for Blue Hill. Again, Saborn with running backs, Schaumbach and Wilkie flanking him. He's got a wing to the right side, wide to the left side is Veronic. Calls out the signals. Long called man in motion now from the right side to the left. They pitch it, and Schaumbach is barely able to get his shoulders squared north-south, and he'll get tackled right about the line of scrimmage. So it's going to be third down and still plus distance. Third down and close to 15 yards to go on the two losses by Ravenna.
Nice play there by Blake Berner, the inside tackle there. He ran that play down from the inside out and made the tackle for the loss.
And so, again, Veronic goes wide to the left side. Schaumbach and Saborn standing in the shotgun. Wings both ways. They fake handoff to Schaumbach. Back to pass to Saborn. Floats one downfield. It is in and out of the hands of two Ravenna Blue Jays. The last was Wilkie. Veronic tried for it, but there were way too many jerseys down there for that to be a safe pass.
Well, and it was a good time to throw a pass because, I mean, realize it's third and long, but there's no free safety. Everybody's playing man-to-man, tried to run the crossing route. Quarterback kind of threw it in no man's land in between the two receivers. Actually, the Bobcat defender had better chance at intercepting it than the receiver catching it.
All right, Wilkie's going to do the punting choice. He's standing back at the 46 of the Blue Jays. They're hoping to pin Blue Hill back. Blue Hill doesn't send anybody back for return, so he can do with it what he pleases. It bounces inside the 10. It's going to die right at about the 4-yard line. And did anybody touch it or not before it got into the end zone? No, they didn't.
Well,
that was a sleeper for Ravenna. They should have been on that ball.
Well, number 30 touched the ball, but he didn't cover it. It hit his leg, and they are now going to place that at the 5-yard line.
It worked out pretty well for Ravenna. You're right. He should have made a little more proactive attempt at the ball, but he didn't. Touching it. So Blue Hill is back at their 5-yard line after that nice placement on the punt by Ravenna. Wilkie, nice job on that, starting on the 5-yard line of Blue Hill.
And just what we expected, two teams that know each other well, both teams playing good defense. Coaches got their kids prepared, and
now they decided that it was a touchback. And they're going to move it out to the 20-yard line. The referees conferred with one another, and they're moving out to the 20. So that was a big break there for Blue Hill.
Well, and Ravenna had every chance to down it.
Bayman goes in motion. They're going to pass it to him out in the flat on the left side, and he'll be stopped right about the line of scrimmage. Good play over there by the man who was not able to down the punt earlier, Trace Armstrong. And it'll be second down and 9.
Long handoff there, just trying to get your best player out there in space and give him a chance to make a play. But good tackle, good fundamentals out there by the Jays.
They've been both teams have been sticking to the narrow side of the field. They haven't tried to go wide yet, as they send this time Garrett Williams out wide, way wide to the right. They go shotgun with Feynman in the gun, and the quarterback Hoyt is in the slot to the right side. Calls the signal, keeping himself, and there's penalty markers down. So a little movement up there. We'll see by whom. Procedural call against Blue Hill. So the referees give us and then take us away here. It's going to bring up second down and 13 yards to go. The ball is spotted at about the 16-yard line of Blue Hill. Clock at 5:05, and we've got no score.
Well, they tried to go with a little wildcat option there, and the quarterback cadence count changes, the voice inflection changes, and sometimes you get those kind of penalties when you try to get tricky.
All right, they're going to stay in it, though. Feynman is there to receive the snap in the gun, and Hoyt again is the wing back. The option this time, Feynman will keep it. He is zigs and zags and doesn't get a whole lot anyhow. It's just beyond the original line of scrimmage, so it's going to bring up a third down and about 9 or 10 to go, so they've still got a pretty nifty amount of yardage to overcome here to move the chain.
Yeah, 3rd and 10 is really a big problem for the Bobcats. They don't have much of a passing game, and Ravenna is just, they're almost playing without a free safety. They're daring them to throw the football.
They spread out again, and they've got Shane Feynman in the gun. They go Wildcat with Hoyt as the slot man to the right side. Comacher in motion from the left to the right. Feynman keeps it himself, has a cutback, but not enough for the first down. He'll get up to the 24.5-yard line, nosing just inside the 25, and they mark it back at the 24. So fourth down coming, and it's pretty strong 6 or 7 yards to go. So a punt formation here now for Blue Hill, and it'll be Lovejoy back to do the kicking. He's only got a 27-yard average this year, so a good field position is expected here for Ravenna, barring any mishaps. It goes off to the left side this time. He sliced it, and it goes out of bounds. No, it doesn't either. It dies just inside the 45-yard line, but of Blue Hill. So Ravenna has great field position now as they get their second offensive series of the evening, and they're going to start inside Blue Hill territory.
The inability to flip the field on a 3rd and long or 4th and long really is going to give the Jays a short field, but really puts a lot of pressure on your defense if you're the Blue Hill Bobcats.
This will be the shortest field to start a series here so far this evening as Bourne goes under center. I formation, everybody else is in tight, and they hand it off straight up the middle to the fullback. That's Schaumbach, and he'll get up to the down to the 40-yard line, and that'll move the down a distance plus about 3 yards. So it'll be 2nd down. And a long 6, short 7 yards to go here for the Ravenna Blue Jays. 3:13 to go, first period of play on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. All of our Platte River radio stations will play off football on today, some tomorrow, and then again, of course, when we pick up action next week on Wednesday. Again, shotgun, Schaumbach with the handoff from Saborn, and if he's tackled at the first down stick, a penalty marker comes in.
It's going to be a holding penalty.
And they're going to mark it back so he did not reach the chains, but the referees are conferring as Ravenna substitutes on the line. And now with the indication coming from the referee, it's a holding and a face mask offsetting penalty, so they're going to redo a 2nd down.
That play
second
never happened.
Coming step.
That never happened.
That never happened.
Maybe not.
Football was way ahead of the time space continuum before anybody.
Way ahead. You're exactly right.
Second down, 7. Zaborn, shotgun, Schaumbach with him, wings both ways. Veronik near side. And the handoff goes to the fullback, and Schaumbach fights his way ahead for about 2 yards. It'll bring up third down and a stout 5 yards to go for Ravenna.
Yeah, just trying to get something going off tackle there with the fullback and a little belly play from that option look, and it's just not there. Both teams' front lines are both just playing well. Nobody being able to take control of that line of scrimmage at this point.
A very rapidly moving ball game tonight. We've been playing for 15 minutes, and there's only 2:11 on the first period clock here at Ravenna. I formation, one man is split to the left. That's Veronik back to pass to Bourne, scrambling around, being chased. Ball is loose, and Blue Hill's going to fall on it. First touchdown, or first turnover in the game. And I think, despite the fact that it looked like a greased pig out there, it's going to be Blue Hill hanging on to the ball. The last guy to get it, the last guy to claim possession, was Eli Van Boning for Blue Hill, but he was like the third guy to have it.
Well, the Bourne got out here and got himself in no man's land, couldn't decide to run or not, and swinging the ball around like a greased pig, and he come popping out of there. And big turnover, big opportunity here for the Bobcats.
Blue Hill starts at their own 38 after that turnover here in the first period of play. 1:57 on the clock. We don't have any score yet. Wishbone formation. Hoyt under center, handoff on the cross buck, and it goes to Sharp. And Sharp muscles away for 2 or 3 yards and brings up a second down and 7 yards to go.
That's a nice little play. Again, that little cross buck, you get a little trap action. You got the linebacker playing so close to the line of scrimmage. He gets caught up in that wash, and you can get good yardage on first down.
Actually, on second down, it's closer to 6 yards to go. Is that was a nice spot there for Blue Hill as they send the wideouts both ways. Williams to the right side and Hofferberger to the left side. Everybody else is in the bone. And the handoff goes straight ahead to Feynman. Feynman stutter steps at the line and then gets forward for another 3 or 4 yards. So he'll bring him close to a first down, but not there yet. Third down coming, and about a yard.
Good run there by Feynman. Got hit in the backfield, planted his foot, and got into the space. And brings up third and just less than a yard here.
Clock down at a minute to go here in the first period of play from Ravenna. Blue Jays and Bobcats met 2 weeks ago. Jays won 20-8. Hoyt under center, wishbone formation, wides both ways on this third down play. They go cross buck to Sharp. Sharp should muscle his way forward for enough for the first down. And that'll move the chains, a new set of downs inside Ravenna territory now at about the 49-yard line of the Blue Jays.
Just
a power off, right at the 50.
Just a power-off tackle play. Got the lead block by the halfback on this side. And Sharp is running really hard tonight.
He had a good game against Ravenna 2 weeks ago, as a matter of fact.
He did.
Kind of takes second place to Feynman in the number of carries, but Feynman, by the way, just gets it on the crossbuck now, and they sniff that one out and tackle him for about a 2 yard loss. Ravenna in on the tackle there was
trying to hit that misdirection play to Feynman going back the other direction, but good tackle right at the line of scrimmage. Got him for a short loss on that play.
And that's going to be the last play of the first period as we are down to 0 on the clock, and 0's all the way across the board. No score at the end of 1. Blue Hill and Ravenna on the breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
For all your furniture and flooring needs, stop at Blue Hill Furniture. In business since 1889, Blue Hill Furniture has the stability, selection, and quality of larger stores to go with friendly service and competitive prices. Top brand names, too. If you're looking for a single piece or an entire room, Blue Hill Furniture will take care of you. Better Buys in Blue Hill, located at 501 West Gage. For your convenience, they accept Visa and MasterCard. Blue Hill Furniture proudly supports Blue Hill Athletics and Academics.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics, and finally a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorb Farms, Litchfield.
The Breeze, 94.5.
into the lead, Central City 14-0 in the first quarter as we begin quarter number two. And Sharp on the carry there on a second down, 11, pops forward for about 4 yards, tackled by the Jays at the 40, their own 47-yard line. And so Blue Hill in Blue Jay territory facing a third down and 6 yards to go as we open the second period of play.
Yeah, Sharp got hit in the backfield, got him around the legs, but he was able to keep his balance and fall forward and get positive yardage out of that.
So they send one man wide to the right side. That's Komacher, Trevor Komacher. Two men now, one man in the slot, I formation. Hoyt takes the handoff, back to pass, and he fires downfield looking for Thaman. He's got him! Thaman inside the 10-yard line. Make that inside the 15 and about the 12. Thaman climbed the ladder, got that one, brought back a perfect catch with two hands.
Just a nice down-the-field play. Quarterback threw good air underneath it, let Thaman go up and get it. And that is a big play for a team that doesn't throw the ball much. When a team's daring you to throw the ball down the field, you got to take your shot.
They would say there's probably too many blue jerseys over there at the end of that rainbow, but Komacher stayed out of the way, and Thaman got the catch. So it's first down and 10 to go at the 13-yard line of the Ravenna Blue Jays. Hoyt is under center. They give it this time to Sharp. Sharper on the right side. He's going to be horse-collared, and a penalty marker comes in. We'll see who that's on. Could be a hold. It might be a face mask. But Ravenna is cheering over there, so I think it's going to be on Blue Hill. It's going to mark him back. Probably on a hold. It is.
Penalties are just so difficult to overcome in this situation. When you're that dependent upon the short running game, you just don't have the ability to overcome a first and 25.
Well, as the coaches on the New Tech pregame show said, Scott Porter in particular, that they were shooting themselves in the foot on offense. Wide both ways. And a wishbone cross buck and met right as he got the ball with Shane Thaman. Nice defense there. Coming in was Jake Boyd, 210-pound senior. That's about the third nice play he's had just this series alone in stopping Blue Hill. And now it's second down and 20 yards to go. They've got to get all the way down inside the five. And I'm guessing there's some passing in the playbook now.
Well, Thaman's got over 1,100 yards for the season. And you would think you'd be able to get loose, but they are certainly keying on him every time he touches the ball.
They go wishbone again with wides both ways. They send Offerberger in motion. They send it to him in the flat on a pass, and he is met right at the 20 as he hauled in that pass. And a nice tackle by Tom Sikowski there.
Just trying to get the screen out here again, a one-on-one play out here, but nice play by the corner to come up and make a textbook tackle, wrap him up. For no gain.
Third down, 16 yards to go. Hoyt went to the sideline to talk to his coaching staff over there with 9.5 to go in the first period. We got no score. We've had one turnover in the ball game on a fumble by Ravenna. We've had one turnover on downs after the first possession by Blue Hill. Otherwise, no one's been close to the end zone save for that completed pass a couple of plays ago. And now they're trying to work it forward for 15 yards. See if they can do it. Shotgun formation. Hoyt. Back to pass, looking long, looking into the end zone. He's got a man. Rule it. Touchdown.
That is a nice, just a simple skinny post right to the end zone. Quarterback throws it out in front of him. Rublev goes up and gets it. Nice play. Nice catch.
That was really superior for the kind of passing game that we saw at Blue Hill 2 weeks ago.
It really was. We didn't see this ability out of Blue Hill when we saw them down at their place.
9:08 to go. They send their sidewinder place kicker in now. He's a foreign exchange student. A lot of Blue Hill fans listening in will remember fondly from a few years back. He puts it through the uprights. And with 9:08 to go in the half, Blue Hill on top, 7-0, back in 30 seconds on the breeze. 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
The South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including internet banking and bill pay. Log on to southcentralstatebank.com. Good luck, Bobcats, from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC.
The superheroes of service, powered by Bedwood. Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, Blue Hill with a 22-yard score via the pass and a point after makes it 7-0. And he'll tee it up now from the 40-yard line. Ravenna has two people back in twin return at the 10. One of them is Wilkie, and he measures it up and takes it, but bobbles at the 15. Takes it up to the 20. Stutters at the 25. Reaches the sideline at about the 26-yard line. And some decent field position for the Blue Jays as they start their first possession of the second quarter.
Two big pass plays on that previous series. Both of them, after penalties, backed up long.
And both of them, the receiver helped the quarterback.
Yes. Because
Stamen came up and brought down a nice catch, and that time Rublet was dead on. He was zoned in on that ball and didn't let the good coverage by Ravenna bother him. Came down with a touch.
And when you throw the ball like that, that opens up your running game. So we'll see what adjustments that the Jays have to make.
9:03 to go in the half. Blue Hill just scored and went ahead, and now there's going to be a timeout taken. Timeout taken by Ravenna. Back in a minute on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Trust all your auto body shop work to RP's Body Shop in Blue Hill. RP's does the job right the first time, and they feature the new EnviroBase high-performance waterborne paint. And if it's auto glass, you need RP's as the place to see. RP's Body Shop is located a half mile east of Blue Hill. Call 756-2957. That's 756-2957. Quality is their first concern, so trust your auto body work to RP's Body Shop. Rock and Tracy proudly support the Blue Hill Bobcats and wish them best of luck.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, timeout was called by Ravenna there. Now they come back with a first and 10, wide both ways. Wing off to the right side. Saborn moves men around now as they go to the Wildcat. Baranek comes in to take the snap direct. Saborn in the slot right side. Baranek back to pass. Penalty markers down. He chucks one downfield, and it's intercepted, but it doesn't make any difference because the play was dead at the snap. Procedural call against Ravenna. They were not ready for that formation. That's going to drive a coach nuts.
Well, I honestly think they were trying to do a little trickeration there because the quarterback came over like, I don't know what's happening, and lined up in position, snapped the ball, trying to get a little...
It should have been a quicker shift.
They were trying to get a little confusion on the other side, kind of a little trickeration on the part of the Jays. It didn't quite work out because of the penalty.
All right. Well, Baranek will stay in as the shotgun quarterback. And Saborn is in the slot to the right side, wide both ways. Sean Bogdalone set back, and again, they trickerated themselves into another 5-yard penalty.
Yeah, sometimes you change quarterbacks, you change cases, people get antsy. You're trying for a big play with maybe a special formation, and everybody gets a little antsy, and that'll cost you 10 yards real quick.
Trickeration. We'll bury that one. We'll just conjugate trickeration.
You trickerated yourself right out of 10 yards there.
Trickeration can be a noun and a verb.
That's right.
All right. Wides to the left side and a slot man off the wing to the left side. Wing man to the right side as well. Long count by Saborn, putting Wilkie in motion. Takes the snap, takes the handoff to Schombach, keeps it himself. Saborn's got a little running room, but not enough to get back to the original line of scrimmage. Well, maybe close, but not quite. It'll bring up still 10 yards to go coming up on this second down.
That's a little more what we saw last time, running that option play, reading the zone play, if you will, and then just taking it up the field. He has good patience when he runs. I like this.
He carries the ball. Second down, 11. And now they're back in a little more traditional formation as they open the ball game with shotgun. Slot man right side is Witte. Baranek, the the man in motion, and the handoff goes to Schaumbach, and he's going to be stopped right in his steps as he took the ball. He got one step forward and was cut out. And it's going to be third down and about 11 yards to go, as there's really no gain at all on that play. Good job by Jordaning for Blue Hill to come in and snip that one up, stop him as he stood.
And the Bobcats there are you know, blitzing, jumping in and out, bringing the linebackers, not allowing them to run up the middle, taking that good run blitz and taking away that running game.
7:45 to go, second period. Blue Hill is in front of Ravenna by a 7-0 margin. On a pass play, of all things. Shotgun again, Saborn with a double wide out to left side. Goes back to pass. Fires downfield. He's got a man out there, and it's picked off. Picked off. Blue Hill at the 45 of Ravenna, coming back the other way and down inside the 40-yard line. I think that was Trevor Komacher with the pick. Let me see if he comes up with it or not. No, it was not him. It was Eli Van Boning with the pick. 38, not 30.
Nice play by Van Boning. He played the pre-safety spot. He backed up. Wynn got the ball at his highest point and made a great play, great interception, and nice field position. Second turnover by Ravenna, giving short field to the Bobcats.
Bobcats took over on a turnover earlier off of a fumble, and this time off the interception. I formation, they go almost power I with a wingman to the left side. And the handoff goes to the tailback, Damon. He kind of sweeps his way up for a very slow-developing but effective 5 to 7 yards. Let's see where they spot it. I think they're going to give him all the way down to the 31-yard line. Boy, you talk about patience. He just stood there and said, you guys block. I'll take a step here and there. Second down coming, 40 yards to go.
Well, they've gone back to that unbalanced line formation where they have, you know, almost six guys on one side and two on the other, and then they're running at that linebacker, and you're right, Feynman had good patience picking his spot and just not rushing past his blockers.
Clock coming down to 6.5 to go in the first half. Allens of Hastings halftime report coming up at the intermission as they come out with, again, an I formation and a wing off to the left side. That's Sharp, Hoyt under center, handing off on a slow-developing play to Hofferberger. And Ravenna was able to stop that just as he took the handoff as well.
Just a big play there by the D-tackle. He shot in there and took his legs out, and he's right there just as he took the handoff.
And that'll bring up third down, and still 4 yards to go for Blue Hill. So the between the tackles thing didn't work that time on a slow-developing play, and we'll see what they dial up this time. Sharp is the wing to the left side. Hoyt is under center. Dotting the eye and putting the ball on the ground is Feynman, and I think Blue Hill fell. Nope, Ravenna fell on it. Coming up with the ball, Brandon Rogers for Ravenna, and now Blue Hill is giving the ball back that they got off the interception, gave it back on a fumble, and a nice recovery there by Ravenna gives them the ball on their own 30-yard line.
Looks like just a bad quarterback running back exchange. The ball went flying up off his shoulder pads over his head. And he was searching around trying to find it.
Yeah, he was not touched on that until it became evident that there was a fumble on the play. I formation, and there's some movement onto the far side. Veronic, the wide receiver, moved, and that's going to draw an immediate flag. And Ravenna will walk back another 5 yards. This will be the third penalty in two series of downs against Ravenna.
Yeah, and that's 30 yards in penalties right here. And that'll just kill you in a game this tight when running and field position is so important.
So now Ravenna with a first down and 15 yards to go. Baranek goes wide to the left side again. Saborn is under center this time, and Whittier's the eye back with Schaumbach the fullback. Blue Hill dancing around trying to give an indication that they're going to blitz on this play. Saborn back to pass. They do blitz, and they put the ball downfield, intended for Baranek, incomplete. But so much going on there. Laundrie fell on the field, so let's see if it's offensive or defensive pass interference. But somebody did somebody wrong over there.
Both defender and receiver fighting for the ball, kind of jostling. Be interesting which way they call it.
Holding against Blue Hill.
That's a big play. That's not about
so,
first down.
No, in high school it's just distance. distance on the holding call, so that's 10 yards upfield. It'll give them a little better stead, though, instead of first down and 15, as it was going into that play. Now it's first down and a long five, very short 6 yards to go. Schaumbach is the up man. The eye back, again, is Witte as they go strong to the right side. Everybody is in tight end. Baranek is wide to the left side. Under center is Saborn. Looks over the defense, calls off the signals, long count. Now he fakes the pass, keeps it himself on a keeper, and nothing doing. Stood up right at the line of scrimmage there. Kruger was in on the play for Blue Hill, as well as Trent Komacher.
Just trying to run a little lead play there for the quarterback. He takes a step back, lets his back come up, but that play developed really slowly. Saborn having a hard time finding a lane, and the linebacker coming up and filling very nicely.
5:15 to go, first half. Blue Hill leads 7-0. After a fumble just a moment ago, Ravenna trying to capitalize. Second down, 4 to go. Ball is spotted at about the 35-yard line of Ravenna. Now we've got a penalty marker down again. I don't know why.
I don't know.
Offside, Blue Hill. So now Blue Hill has handed the ball back and some yardage back on the penalty. And this is not their first penalty of the game, but I think it's their first. No, it's their second defensive call because they just had the interference. Second defensive penalty in this series against Blue Hill. And that will give a first down just by virtue of the distance going beyond the chains of the net result of that penalty. So it's first down and 10 to go. Ball now outside the 40-yard line of Ravenna. I formation. Witte is the tailback. Baranek split to the left side. Saborn under center. And again, crouched low looking over the defense. Defense showing blitz. And now they string out the running play to Witte. Witte's got some running room at the 50. Witte at the 45. And he's brought down by Komacher and also Van Boning inside the 45-yard line of Blue Hill. By far the best run tonight for Ravenna.
Well, that was a great call by the coaches. They had stacked the right side of the line, trying to take away that that wide side of the field. They hit back to the short side. And once you broke the line of scrimmage, big game, big first down.
Baranek wide to the left side. Tailback is Witte. Saborn under center. Schaumbach is the fullback. Everybody else is tight on the line of scrimmage. Again, Blue Hill taking the blitz. And they hand it off to Schaumbach straight up the middle. And Blue Hill plugged that pretty well, although he did get a couple of yards on it. They're going to mark it inside the 40, as a matter of fact, at about the 39-yard line. So it'll bring up a second down and 7 yards to go.
Well, they're playing with fire here, playing to the short side. There's not a linebacker over there. That's where I'd be running. And they've got unbalanced to that side this time.
Same formation, Baranek wide to the left side. I formation, Witte is the tailback. He had a nice run here a moment ago. And they feed it to him, and they do on the option to the right side, and he falls forward for another couple of yards. He'll be down inside at about the 38-yard line. There still is significant distance to move the chains here. It's going to bring up third down. And we'll call it about 7, strong 6, short 7 yards to go. Again, identical formation with an eye and Baranek wide to the left side. Saborn looks to the sidelines to check things out with the coaches. Long count again. Looks over the defense. They're faking blitz. Back to pass. Close one to Baranek at the 20-yard line. Comes back to try and catch it. And he does! No, they say it hit the ground. Baranek had a nice effort on that, but they said that it fell incomplete, and that's going to bring up a fourth down for Ravenna on that incompletion, and we'll see what they try and do. Last time they tried to punt and did punt Blue Hill, or at least they thought, deep in their own territory, but they didn't cover that nice pooch kick, and it rolled into the end zone for an unintentional touchback, at least on the part of Ravenna. Blue Hill dodged the bullet that time. Now, when he is in to punt again, he's standing at his 46-yard line. And they're going to send Feynman back in single safety at about the 10-yard line with a fourth down. What he could run with, he's a pretty good running back. High snap, takes a step, but it's going to be a long punt. It's going to bounce at the 10, and the 5 goes into the end zone, and again, a touchback for Blue Hill, so they dodged the special teams bullet there, and they'll get it first and 10 at their own 20-yard line.
You know, as hard as that ball was spinning, it just settled over the end line. So that ball had a chance to be a big punt, but then, as you said, into the end zone and makes a whole difference, just a few inches.
that time there wasn't any Ravenna coverage around there, so they couldn't be blamed for not falling on it. Not the case with the previous deep punt. They break the huddle to the Bobcats, and they come out in an I formation. Sharp is the wing to the left side. Hoyt is under center this time at quarterback. He's going to sneak it forward himself and does a pretty good job of it. Gets 3, 4, 5 yards maybe, and the ball is going to be spotted out at the 25-yard line. He must have seen something and kept it.
Well, they're lining up with no nose guard. They got all the linebackers over to one side or the other, and there's nobody in the middle of the field. So why not take the snap and pick up five?
It was probably a quarterback check down on
his own. Yeah, I think he probably just patted the center's tail and said, let's go.
All right, 2:54 to go, first half. Blue Hill on top of Ravenna, 7-0 right now. They led last time these two teams met at halftime, 8-7. In motion is Comich here from the left to the right. Pitch, Feynman has the corner for a moment, but he's going to be dragged down as a marker comes in at the tail end of that run. That looked more like holding than face mask, though, by the way it came in.
I don't know the way he turned around. We'll see.
Well, it came from the backside, so I don't know if he...
No, there is.
Okay, there is a face mask on that, so... Referee did a little look around on that one. As it came back, I didn't see. I'm not saying he didn't have the face mask. I'm saying I did a pretty good job of seeing it from that angle. All
yeah,
right, that's going to walk it all the way.
Play. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Going to walk it all the way up to the 42-yard line. So they're going to tack it on the end of the run. And that's a big penalty against the Blue Jays. Fundamentally, has had a couple of breakdowns here tonight. So Blue Hill, for that matter. 2.5. Going to half, Feynman gets the carry, stood up at the line of scrimmage. Good D shown there by Ravenna coming in and making that tackle. Brandon Rogers, I think, was the first man to wrap him up. He'll bring up 2nd down and 9.
Yeah, just a strong play up front by Ravenna's front line. They are really playing well. It's the pass plays that have gotten them.
Time they're going to go with Feynman in the slot to the right side. And Rubelit is the wide receiver to the left side. He caught that long pass for the only touchdown. Back to pass. They go into the flat, and the main intended receiver, Shane Comacher, fell down. So there was no chance for that to do anything but maybe get intercepted, but it fell incomplete. 1:53 to go as the clock stops on that incompletion. 3rd down coming with 9.
Had the receiver open. Quarterback just threw it behind him, and the receiver couldn't get his footing to turn around to get it. So. Incomplete pass, but the receiver was open.
We'll get you up to speed on all the playoff scores here at the Allens of Hastings halftime report coming up at the intermission in about 1:53 of playing time. Back to pass Hoyt as he fakes the belly play to the fullback and then turns around and tries to get it to Hofferberger on a look back, but went incomplete. And now Blue Hill is going to have to punt, and Ravenna will get one more shot before halftime of tying this baby up.
Had the back in open out there. Quarterback just led him too far. Again, throwing the ball down the field, their strength. Short pass is just not Hoyt in his repertoire.
Let's see. Is that Lovejoy? No. He's in there kicking. It's Hoyt in there kicking. High kick. Nice kick, actually. Good coverage on it as it rolls inside the 25. Takes a Bobcat bounce. Sounds like a dance of the 50s, doesn't it? Bobcat
yeah.
bounce down.
Bobcat bounce, yeah.
Inside the 25-yard line. So Ravenna has about 76 yards to go for a score, and they need it. They're down 7-0 here, late going in the second period, 1:38 on the clock.
Well, it's a nice ability to split the field, you know, from going from the starting from the 20, making your opponent start from their 25. Even though you didn't score, you ran some clock, and you kept their offense off the field, and then you put them in the long field late in the half.
Vranek was the last man to join the huddle, and he's going to be in the gun. Vranek, the wideout, he's in the shotgun right now at quarterback. Calls out the signals. Again, a long count as they sent Whitty in motion. Now Vranek back to pass, being chased, and he's going to be smothered back at the 10-yard line. Good defensive move there by Blue Hill and bringing the heat.
Well, they sure did. They brought the house. Knew what was coming, and that's a big loss. Looks like all the way back at about the, 14-yard line?
Yeah, they eventually, yeah, he must have gone down there. they finally gave it rest at about the 10, but they moved it back up. So about the 13 or 14-yard line, it'll be second down, close to 20 yards to go. And they lost clock on that, too, because it continued to run during the recuperation there on the part of the defense, or on the part of the offense. Shotgun out, Saborn back into the QB spot. One man in motion, takes the pass, keeps it himself, and he'll be, again, Komacher in there, and he makes the tackle as a flag comes in, but no gain on that play.
Well, the surprising thing is they have just bottled up Saborn tonight. They have not let him get out or get any big plays.
Lessons learned.
Mm-hmm.
Lessons learned on that one. Yeah. 46 seconds to go until halftime, and it's going to be a second down coming here. Our flip chart guy is up with it.
They're talking about what they want to
do. Second down there, yeah.
They want to take the penalty or take the yard.
Penalty on that last, he hasn't flipped the third down yet, so it's a block to the back on that play, that broken field run attempted by Saborn, and so it'll be declined, bringing up the third down with 40 seconds to go on the clock. Third down and just under 20 yards to go. Saborn in the gun. Calls off the signals. He's got one man, that's Schaumbach in the backfield. They send a man in motion from the right to the left. They go to the reverse to Whitty off the left side, and he doesn't get much, get back to about the 20-yard line, but it was a safe play, and that ought to do it for the first half here. As Ravenna will try and regroup at halftime. Nope, the referee says a timeout's going to be called here. Well, one guy says Ravenna, one says Blue Hill. Make more sense if Blue Hill would call the timeout, wouldn't it?
Yeah, they would, and might hopefully get a punt here and get a return. Obviously, they're going to get the ball with a chance to return it. If they can catch it on the fly, you never know what happens.
All right, let's take a half minute here. Back in a half minute, your score, Blue Hill 7, Ravenna nothing on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
Fresh flowers, dried arrangements, candy bar bouquets, gift baskets, candles, lotions, and more. Visit Petals and Pictures in Ravenna. They feature a scrapbooking section with supplies in a workroom. Buy some flowers and scrapbook for hours at Petals and Pictures, downtown Ravenna. Petals and Pictures is a very proud sponsor of all the hard work and dedication of the area athletes year after year. They work hard for the good of the team. Great job from Petals and Pictures in Ravenna.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Down coming, 15 yards to go, and Wilkie will be in to do the punting. He'll stand at about his 2-yard line. Blue Hill has a single return man standing at their 42. I think Himmelberg is back there. He's sideways to it, so can't catch him. It is Himmelberg. Okay, now he comes over. He's going to take it at the 45-yard line. Himmelberg waits for the blocking to set up, moves forward, but he's tackled at the 48-yard line of Ravenna, so there is time for maybe one Hail Mary.
Yeah, he really should have taken that ball and gone with it. He tried to do a little juking back there, and the board came down and made a nice tackle, just wrapped him up and threw him to the ground right there, just shy of the, just there at the 48-yard line.
Now, normally I would say that Scott Porter's not the kind of coach who's going to they can do the Hail Mary, but he's the one that called the timeout, so maybe that's what he's thinking here. Double wide. He doesn't have his throwing quarterback in, though. Hoyt is in the shotgun, back to pass, looking downfield, moves to his left, fires with all his might, and it's going to get picked off by Ravenna down to about the 15-yard line. Storm Rath Hoffman came in and picked that one off. So that is impressive on the stat sheet, but really irrelevant in terms of the way the game is shaping up here. Blue Hill has a 7-0 lead over Ravenna. We're in C2 playoff, and we'll tell you about more. C2, C1, and the Class D playoff games and scores as we have them coming up next on the Allens of Hastings Halftime Report here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill has been in business for over 5 years, helping your children grow and learn. At New Beginnings, your 4- and 5-year-old will enjoy a warm, nurturing atmosphere filled with social and academic activities. Licensed and certified, teacher and owner Sharon Kruger invites you in for a look around. They're located at 533 West Gage or call 756-3624 for more information. Best of luck to the Bobcats from New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill, 756-3624.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
When it comes to seed, promises only go so far. Before you buy, make sure you have the industry's leading genetics and technology. Get better answers for your field, backed by Syngenta Research with unmatched personal service. In other words, get proof. Count on the best crop possible for your independent Golden Harvest dealer. So contact Larry and Gary Barrett, your local Golden Harvest dealer, today by calling 308-627-6144. That's 627-6144.
We're the U Get More Superstore. Outlet Superstore. Shopping centered around you. One stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you. We're the U Get More Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, as the singers just said, we are presented by Allens of Hastings, your Allens of Hastings halftime report here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM. We are at 7-0 on the halftime scoreboard. Blue Hill has that lead over Ravenna. Blue Hill scoring on a nice pass play from Hoyt to Rubelid, and point after made it 7-0, and that's the only action we had. Now, keep in mind that the last time these two teams met, halftime score was 8-7 in favor of Blue Hill, and then Ravenna exploded for 14 points in the second half and came out on top 20-8 with some nifty running by the quarterback, Trevor Seaborn, in that one. And so we'll see what comes about in the second half. Let me tell you what's come about here in some of the other playoff games this afternoon and evening. Playing right along with us right now, Pierce leading Grand Island Central Catholic 37-0 mid-second quarter. Giltner just slaying Lindsay Holy Family 52-6 in the third. Cambridge over Sutton early in the fourth, 27-0. Minden over Central City 14-0 at the end of one quarter. Sargent leading Mullen 24-2 at the end of one. Burwell over Maxwell 28-9 in the third quarter. Here's some halftime scores. High Plains over Osmond 27-8. Anselmo Myrna 22. Stewart 14. And let's see, Major League Baseball, Cards in front of the Rangers at the end of one. And I have one other. Here's a set of finals for you. Lincoln Christian over Homer 67-7. Dodge over Sterling, 62-8. Valentine over Kimball, 42-14. Loomis leading beat Hayes Center, 48-8. Alma over Central, 48-7. Franklin lost 54-13. Lutheran High beat Ponca, 23-16. St. Mary's throttled Wallace, 66-0. Chadron got by St. Paul, closest game of the day so far. 19-18, Chadron moves on. St. Paul ends their season. Crofton over Hershey, 55-0. St. Cecilia, 41, Bayard, nothing. Aquinas over Bergen, 63-7. Garden County, 45, Palmer, 14. And here's another thriller. Shelton beat Sandhill Sedford, 50-8. And so Shelton moves on in the football playoffs for the first time in a number of years in state high school playoff action. So that's the scoreboard from around the area. We're going to take a look at where we are today, statistically individually between Blue Hill and Ravenna as the Allens of Hastings halftime report continues here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
Ravenna Superfoods is the place for big town savings with a large touch of hometown service. Fresh meats and produce can be found right in your hometown. So why not shop here and save yourself the drive? See friends and neighbors in the aisles of Ravenna Superfoods, a proud supporter of Ravenna Blue Jays on their road to success. Shop Ravenna Superfoods, located downtown Ravenna. Best of luck, teams.
Blue Hill Care Center is now under new management and offers a great rehab-to-home program. Located at 414 North Wilson Street, for more information, call 402-756-2080. The staff and residents of Blue Hill Care Center would like to send out best wishes to the Blue Hill football team. Go Bobcats!
Been thinking about replacing your worn-out windows? Consider made-to-order Marvin Wood Windows. The Easy Tilt Pack is an easy-to-install solution. Tilt Pack windows are made of energy-efficient ponderosa pine. They're less expensive than replacing the whole window. See Tilt Pack at Century Lumber Center in Blue Hill. Call 756-3341.
Your trophy deserves the best, so bring it to Masterpiece Taxidermy in Blue Hill. Masterpiece Taxidermy was named 2001 Best in World Championship Taxidermist, specializing in game heads and life-size mammals. Todd's devotion to research and anatomy study has enabled him to produce some of the finest taxidermy pieces available today. His wildlife artistry is a product of determination and dedication, much like the success of the Blue Hill Bobcats. Masterpiece Taxidermy, located in downtown Blue Hill, call 756-2550.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Basically, the scoring recap is very simple to deliver since it was only one score in the first half and it was delivered via airmail. Dakota Hoyt hitting a 16-plus yard pass to Rubelit in the end zone, 22-yard officially, to Rubelit in the end zone, and then a nice point after by the foreign exchange student who is back in the saddle, Bearswell. The Jan Bearswell is a 160-pound foreign exchange student. Now, the kind of running joke here is that about 5 years ago they had another exchange student, and he was a dynamite kicker as well. And when they didn't have it, last time Ravenna and Blue Hill played, they had no kicking game whatsoever. This time they put her down, point after is good, and thanks to the foreign exchange program.
They've got to import them kids, yeah.
On that one. So that came with 9:08 to go in the first half, and otherwise it was a series of turnovers and turnovers on downs and punts. Blue Hill fumbled the ball one time. At the very end, they intercepted or threw an interception, but that really had no bearing in the way the game will come out here. Ravenna gave up the ball via the fumble once, and by the interception. Van Boning had a nice interception with 7 minutes to go in the first half, but outside of that, that was after the score, so that really didn't result in any scoring either. So, like I said, as far as the scoring is concerned, not a whole lot of flash, but some interesting chess game between the two coaches here. You were talking about Tim Bob Kitzner alongside talking about the defense that each team is playing virtually identical to the other.
Yeah, they're playing four and five, almost six men front, stacking the linebackers to the wide side of the field, sometimes not even with safety over the top, daring them to run back to the short side of the field with no linebacker and a defensive end. And they're, you know, you think of your traditional 4-4 or your 4-3 defense. That's not what we're seeing. We're seeing linebackers coming from every angle over. Stacking one side or the other, trying to match up against those unbalanced lines that both teams have run tonight, and it is not your traditional defense. It looks like a little bit like when my brother and I used to play in the backyard. You go here and I go there, and everybody just go loose and trying to confuse those fronts and those blocking assignments by the offense. And at this point, it's working.
Well, on the one hand, Blue Hill, to use the old street ball vernacular, he's being victimized by a kill the quarterback mentality. I mean, they've hemmed him in, and he had a good game against Blue Hill last time around. So let's look at some individual stats here in 2 minutes. You're listening to the Allens of Hastings Halftime Report here on KLIQ, The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
Thramer's Food Center is located in downtown Blue Hill. At Thramer's, they take pride in their fresh meat produce and their fast, friendly hometown service. Stop in for their daily lunch specials, some home fried chicken, or any of their delicious deli items. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5:30. Good luck, Bobcats, from Tim and Deb and the crew at Thramer's Food Center in Blue Hill.
Did you ever wonder why Ravenna has great athletes? Well, it's all those great home-cooked meals at the Dewdrop. The Dewdrop is serving up home-cooked meals 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and a large side of small-town hospitality. So make this short drive to Ravenna and see what all the yum is about with a great home-cooked meal. And don't forget to order dessert with all the goodies homemade. You can't go wrong in the Dewdrop in Ravenna, a proud supporter of the area high school teams. The Dewdrop, Ravenna.
The South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including internet banking and bill pay. Log on to southcentralstatebank.com. Good luck, Bobcats, from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC.
Blue Hill Care Center is now under new management and offers a great rehab-to-home program. Located at 414 North Wilson Street, for more information, call 402-756-2080. The staff and residents of Blue Hill Care Center would like to send out best wishes to the Blue Hill football team. Go Bobcats!
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska, with a location near you.
The Breeze, 94.5.
LIQ, Hastings, Kearney, Grand Island. Let's continue on here at the Allens of Hastings Halftime Report. We're going to get into some individual stats here. We're Ravenna and Blue Hill. Blue Hill on top, 7-0 at the half.
Well, right now, both teams playing really good defense. Neither team able to run. Famous 1,100-yard rusher on the year, averaging about 6 yards a carry. Currently has 22 yards on 8 carries, and Sharp, the fullback, has 28 yards on 9 carries. So not much running game for a team that runs the ball. The two big pass plays for Hoyt, accounting for most of the yardage, 3 of 7 passing for 61 yards, one of those, the 22-yard touchdown, as well as a big 38-yard play down the field. Penalties and turnovers, a big part of the game, 4 penalties for 30 yards against Blue Hill, and currently 3 turnovers. For Ravenna, Wilkie has 16 yards on half a dozen carries. DeBorn has 22 yards, and Flossinger 6. Passing 0 for 2 throwing the ball, and 45 yards in penalties. 5 penalties and 2 turnovers for Ravenna. So both teams really sloppy, taking care of the ball, and penalties just killing you. And I know that a couple of those penalties were really frustrating because they were on the wide receiver and they were on trying to set up a little trick formation, a little trickeration, as we said, and those just drive coaches crazy. A wide receiver should never jump offside. And that's just a rule of football. You don't have to run stadium steps just for jumping offside if you're a wide receiver.
Again, the first period score was 0. And then 7-0 here at halftime in favor of Blue Hill. We haven't had any injuries tonight. That's a good thing. And the injury report is brought to you by Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Specialists. Hastings Orthopedics provides the full scope of orthopedic care, including fracture care, total joint replacement, sports medicine, arthritic joint relief, hand surgery, back and spine care, and surgery for people of all ages. Their goal has always been, continues to be, to provide the best service possible to getting you back to being you again. Serving Hastings and surrounding communities Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine feel like yourself again. And these two teams want to come out and play like they did in the regular season because they both ended up winning more than losing, but only one's going to walk away with a W tonight. We're going to find out who that is in 2 minutes when we return on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
When it comes to seed, promises only go so far. Before you buy, make sure you have the industry's leading genetics and technology. Get better answers for your field, backed by Syngenta Research with unmatched personal service. In other words, get proof. Count on the best crop possible for your independent Golden Harvest dealer. So contact Larry and Gary Barrett, your local Golden Harvest dealer, today by calling 308-627-6144. That's 627-6144.
Been thinking about replacing your worn-out windows? Consider made-to-order Marvin Wood Windows. The Easy Tilt Pack is an easy-to-install solution. Tilt Pack windows are made of energy-efficient ponderosa pine. They're less expensive than replacing the whole window. See Tilt Pack at Century Lumber Center in Blue Hill. Call 756-3341.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is now Central Nebraska's Thunder Creek Fuel Trailer Dealer. These high-quality trailers come in 500, 750, or 990-gallon capacities. Their design allows you to travel faster and smoother and fuel quicker than ever before. And their low profile provides for safe cornering and off-road stability. Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers will give you many years of dependable use. Stop by Kirshner Implement in Ravenna today to see the Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers or call Kirshner's at 800-652-1938.
Trust all your auto body shop work to Arpi's Body Shop in Blue Hill. Arpi's does the job right the first time, and they feature the new EnviroBase high-performance waterborne paint. And if it's auto glass, you need Arpi's is the place to see. Arpi's Body Shop is located a half mile east of Blue Hill. Call 756-2957. That's 756-2957. Quality is their first concern, so trust your auto body work to Arpi's Body Shop. Rock and Tracy proudly support the Blue Hill Bobcats and wish them best of luck.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, keys to the second half, Tim Bob. Don't turn the ball over and stay away from the penalties that put you in first, second, and third and long. Do what you do, execute, play football. Good hard-hitting football game tonight. Both sides just really getting after it. In particular, Ravenna, because I know that Scott Porter would be perfectly happy with 7 points. The other guys get nothing, so he's not going to do anything, I don't think. But it'll be interesting to see now as Ravenna, by virtue of starting on defense in the first half, will get the ball back here to open the second half of play on the Breeze coverage of high school football playoff action here. First round, 2011 season, and we're about underway for the second half here. Don't forget, CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show coming up at 9 o'clock on Flat River Radio's KJS 1230. Kickoff is taken by Wilkie. Wilkie back at the 20, 25, 30, 35-yard line. Call it the 31-yard line, as Wilkie is covered there by Himmelberg. And it'll be a first down and 10 yards to go. Ball spotted just outside the 30-yard line of Ravenna.
I'd say the key for Ravenna here the second half is get the ball and move and get him. Rip off a couple of those big plays that we saw 2 weeks ago. That's what they need him to do, and that'll open up a lot for the Jays.
Bourne is in the shotgun. One man in back of him, slot man to the right side is Wilkie again. Now he'll go in motion from the right to the left. They fake the handoff to him, and Saborn will keep the ball, and he is smothered there. And again, coming in is Jeremiah Kruger. Kruger has been a hoss in there for Blue Hill tonight defensively.
He has just been getting after. That's a big loss on first down. That's a loss of about four, it looks like.
And it's going to be second down coming up just shy of 15 yards to go. As we're just underway in the second half, Blue Hill leading Ravenna by a 7-0 score. Saborn flanked by two running backs, Wilkie and Schaumbach. They give it to Wilkie on the crossbuck coming from the left to the right, and he'll be stopped again at the line of scrimmage and maybe minus some of that yardage. They're going to mark it back another yard or two to just outside the 25-yard line. So third down and a strong 15 yards to go for Ravenna.
Number 55 in there, Jordaning, and those linebackers coming. They're really getting after it, controlling that front line, that line of scrimmage. Bobcats come out fired up.
Wilkie slot to the right side. Shotgun for Saborn. Schaumbach standing in back of him in the backfield. Veronic wide to the right side. Man in motion from the left to the right. They take the hand off to Wilkie. Go out in the flat, and the swing pass is dropped. It could have been Trace Armstrong. It could have been caught, but it would have been a pretty good catch to make.
Well, if he would have caught it, though, he had a big play there. That ball was thrown well out in front of him. Quarterback kind of just lobbed it. You got to put a little zip on that one. Had a blocker out in front. He might have taken that if they could have completed it.
So with a 4th and 15, Wilkie is standing back at his 10-yard line. And the return man is Himmelberg, and he is standing at his 36-yard line. Good snap. Good pop in the leg by Wilkie, and it goes off to the left side. It's going to roll out of bounds at the 43-yard line of Blue Hill. So Blue Hill will get it back for their first possession in the second half after that punt by Wilkie.
Big third and three and out there. Ravenna really needs to take that ball and pick up some yards and move it down the field. I'm sure the coaching staff did not want to go three and out coming out of halftime.
And Blue Hill, which scored via the pass in the first half, not a commonplace occurrence for Blue Hill this year. Nice pass by Hoyt and catch by Rubelit. Now a power eye formation, wing to the left, and there's some movement on the Blue Hill line of scrimmage. Mike Rourke, I think, jumped off on that. Poor Mike, we never mentioned his name unless he's out there by himself going, what was the count?
Yeah, what was the count? Again, that is 35 yards in penalties. Just drive a coach crazy. Those that many penalties.
And you're in the
playoffs. Yeah.
15 yards to go on the first down play now because of that procedural call, the offside, and under center is Hoyt again with the wingman to the left in an I formation. They feed it to the tailback, and that's going to be same, and he spins all the way out to the 50-yard line. He gets 5, 10, called it 11 yards on that carry, and it's going to bring up second down and about 3 yards to go.
Good hard run there by Fame. Kept his pads low, kept his feet driving even after he got hit. Falling forward trying to pick up first down. Comes up a little short, but second three.
And we'll see if Blue Hill will keep that. That's probably one of the better runs by Fame in terms of both patience and distance. Fame ran out of the wishbone in the first half, and now the I formation. Hofferberger, the up man, he'll get the call, and he crashes ahead for the first down down inside the 40 to the 39-yard line of Ravenna.
Big play there.
Straight ahead.
Well, the linebackers were jumping in and out trying to trick him, and they hit that snap count just as the linebacker backed up, and that gave Feynman, the fullback there, a nice lane to run in.
Ball is spotted just inside the 40-yard line of Ravenna, first and 10 for Blue Hill. They've got a 7-point lead, and they've had it since 9 minutes to go in the first half. 9.5 to go in this third quarter right now. As they pitch right side, Feynman finds a little bit of a cutback and then scoots outside. He's caught up there by Ravenna, and the tackle made there by Trace Armstrong.
Just a toss sweep to the wide side of the field, kick out the corner, and Feynman picks up positive yardage. Second and about, seven?
Second down and seven, it is. Just inside 9 minutes to go. No scoring here in the second half. This is the first possession of the second half for Blue Hill. Then I had the ball coming out of halftime and had to punt it away. Feynman gets all the way down to about the 32-yard line on the next carry. That's a gain of about 3 more yards. And it'll be third down and actually about 4 more yards. Third down and 3 yards to go. So down and distance manageable. We'll see what Scott Porter and company dial up here for the Blue Hill Bobcats.
They found something over on that right side. They're going after that defensive end linebacker over there on the right side.
Offerberger, the up man. Stamen is the tailback. Komacher off the wing on the left side. Hoyt under center feeds the tailback. Stamen cuts back to his right. He's not going to get the first down. Shooting through there and putting the pad on him. Michael Steele on the tackle. Also down there, Schaumbach, and give some credit to Jake Boyd, also around the ball. Fourth down and one. And I'm thinking that it's four down territory for Blue Hill.
Yeah, you go for it here. There's no sense punting. Your punt's not going to do you any good. You might as well line up and run the football.
The I formation has Payman as the tailback. And again, Komacher is the wing off the left side. Everybody else is in tight. And the quarterback, Hoyt, is going to sneak it forward as he did before. Found some room and enough for a first down that time. Blue Hill moves the chains again. And the ball will be spotted inside the 30, about the 27-yard line. The 27-yard line of the Ravenna Blue Jays.
That's one thing I hate about the four-man front. That center's not covered. He's a quick snap, and you can always pick up 2 or 3 yards like that.
Yeah, but that's one you don't want to have a jump with the line of scrimmage and get a procedural call. So that was good discipline there by Blue Hill. Hand off to Feynman again. And again, a little zigzag and a few more yards. More than a few gets better than halfway to the chain. Probably a pickup of 5. Let's see where they end up spotting it, maybe even more so. Ball is down inside to about the 22 or 3-yard line. Yeah, about 5 yards on the carry by Feynman.
This is a good opening drive for the Bobcats coming off of that punt. Taking time off the clock and moving the ball.
White is under center. This time Sharp is the wing off the left side, and the tailback is still Shane Feynman. He keeps it himself, does Hoyt, the quarterback, and sneaks it forward and gets close to the chains. I don't think he got the first down, but he's seeing something there between the defensive tackles, and they're taking advantage of it with the center leading the way. Big Connor Brown there, 205-pound junior.
Wow, they just bowed up, snapped that ball, and hit that gap, and quarterback just lowered his shoulder, kept his feet driving, and he's third in just inches. Yeah.
Mark Hudson wants to take a look at this whole thing, and then a coach calls a timeout. 6:20 to go third. It is Blue Hill leading Ravenna 7-0. Back with more on KLIQ, The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
Your trophy deserves the best, so bring it to Masterpiece Taxidermy in Blue Hill. Masterpiece Taxidermy was named 2001 Best in World Championship Taxidermist, specializing in game heads and life-size mammals. Todd's devotion to research and anatomy study has enabled him to produce some of the finest taxidermy pieces available today. His wildlife artistry is a product of determination and dedication, much like the success of the Blue Hill Bobcats. Masterpiece Taxidermy, located in downtown Blue Hill, call 756-2550.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Talking about the dog pound, Minden's Whippets over Central City, 35-7. That's at halftime. Pierce is beating up on Central Catholic, 54-7. That's in the third quarter. Speaking of beating up, Gilder is up 60-14, start of the fourth quarter. We'll have more playoff scores as they come in. We're 7-0 here. Blue Hill on the drive. They've got a third down and inches to go. And a 7-point lead. Hand off to Feynman, and I think he'll pile forward for enough for the first down. That wasn't a pretty play, but I think it'll move the chain.
But good push up front by the Bobcats. They're getting into that Ravenna Blue Jay front line and getting a push on every play now. They're picking 2 and 3 and giving their backs a lane to run in, and that's all they want to do. 3, 4, 5 yards of play and stay away from the penalties. Ravenna's really got to bow their neck right here.
Offerberger is the up man. Feynman is still the tailback. Wing off the left side. Feynman goes to the right side. Slips, gets away, goes to the sideline, and he carries a tackler or two with him close to the forward sticks and close to a first down. Let's see where they mark it.
Just a really nice run there by outside. Kicked out the defensive end, and he just kept driving his shoulders.
Spot is going to be irrelevant because they called a hole on Blue Hill. Way on the far side by the stick there, laying over there, is a penalty marker. And Blue Hill is going to be marked back for a hold 10 yards from the spot of the hold, and that's going to put them in a hole, although they're still in Ravenna territory. So the Blue Jays pick up a break there, having given up a first down on the run earlier. And now it's first down with 20 yards to go. Blue Hill has to get down inside the 5 yards, at least inside the six, for a first down. Under center is Hoyt. Wing is sharp to the left side. Pitch left. Fayman got a convoy. Got some yardage inside to about the 28-yard line. Gets a little of that back, but they still have a long way to go for the first down. In on the tackle there for Ravenna, Michael Steele again.
Fayman's starting to find his rhythm, though. He's running hard. He's looking for the lanes, and that's a whole different-looking running back than we saw in the first half.
That's the first time they've gone to the left side here in the second half. Now they've gone to that, well, had been the short side of the field, but that may be the strategy, go short side, because now the short side is to the left instead of the right.
Right.
Hash mark position. I formation again, Fayman again. Go left, and he jumps across the line of scrimmage and gets another 2 or 3 yards, but he's still going to be shy by quite a margin of the first down. Here's an interesting thought. They have Bearswell, Jan Bearswell, as the kicker now. He's the exchange student, sidewinder, and the possibility that they would have a little more distance on a field goal attempt if that were to be the case. Third down, they don't have that decision to make. At least for one more down. Third down and about 8 yards to go. Fayman, tailback, under center, Hoyt. Offerberg, the fullback, fake it, rolls to the right side, does Hoyt. He's got some green in front of him. He's going to go for the sticks, and he's going to get tackled over there by Wilkie. He and I had that thought about the same time. There was plenty of green out in front of him as he rolled to the right side with a penalty marker back at the 20-yard line, and we'll see what that one's all about.
It's going to be a hold, but, you know, Saborn had the receiver open. Same play on the post route. Hoyt, I'm sorry, he had the receiver open, and he just didn't let it go. And then he put his lineman in a bad situation and had tried to hold the blocks for that long.
All right, so they'll mark it back. This will be the second crucial penalty on Blue Hill on this drive. And Ravenna, which has had its own problems on offense, being a favorite here, in the second half by some mistakes on the part of Blue Hill.
And that's a big penalty because that takes them out of that possible field goal range we were talking about. He just throws that ball away. Whoa. He's still got the chance at the field goal and a different ball game. But now they're backed up and they've got
third
to throw the ball.
Down, or it's almost 30 yards to go. Third down and 25-plus. Point, back to pass. Fires. He's got Rumelin at the 7-yard line. And is it going to be called?
Oh.
Yes. A completed pass, Rublet with the second crucial catch of the evening. The first one was a touchdown, and this one is going to be close to a first down. It'll bring up fourth down inside the 10-yard line. And again, they've got the place kicker who could attempt a field goal, and we'll see if they're going to bring him in. I don't think Bearswell.
If we had the replay booth, I'm not sure I'm sure that would be under review at this point, but it's. But it's not. That's the way they call it on the field. It's a catch, and it's a big play by Hoyt and the receiver.
Shane Comacher wide to the right side. Shane Fayman, the tailback. Rubelit is the wide out to the left side. They could and fire on the rollout. Complete at the goal line. Or, wait a minute, inside the 5-yard line to Sharp. And he is tackled there by Ravenna, and it will be turnover on downs. Ravenna has held now, and they are still only down by 7 points in the second closest game of the day so far. The only other one was that Chandran 1918 win earlier in the day.
And that's a lot of time off the clock. Only 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Long drive, and the receiver was open, just dropped it when he turned around to try to run. Nice hit by the Blue Jay to knock it loose.
Warren in the shotgun. He's standing inside his 10-yard, actually inside his 5-yard line. He'll keep the ball, goes right side, gets out to the 10, stretches forward to about the 12-yard line. Nice first down carry by Trevor Saborn, the quarterback.
That's a nice run there. There was some opening here. They know they've got to get him moving because they are not going to let Wilkie get loose. Saborn's got to pick up some plays.
Trent Comacher, Shane Fayman over on the stop there. Comacher from the linebacker spot. Now they send Baranek wide to the left side, and Wilkie dots the eye. Sean Bach is the up man. In kind of an offset eye, Saborn under center. They take it to the running back. He'll keep it himself and struggles forward for another yard or so, but it'll be third down and about 5 yards to go, and they come back to the line of scrimmage.
Boy, you just got to give a lot of credit here to the Bobcats defensive line. They're bringing the linebackers and they're really stacking, but they're really not letting them move the ball up front with Saborn or with Wilkie.
There have been some sustained drives here tonight. None of them have ended in scores. The scores came on a drive by Blue Hill that really resulted in pretty long passes. They're up front 7-0, and we've been that way since 9 to go in the half. Back to pass, popping over the middle, intended for Trace Armstrong, falls incomplete. Brings up a fourth down deep in their own territory, and Ravenna again will have to punt. And Wilkie will stand again deep in his own territory and try and launch one, and as you say, reverse the field if he can.
Well, the quarterback just needed a touch more patience, trying to get the seam route to the tight end right there. Just need to put a little air under it and let him run. He got a little anxious, threw it a little quick, and we're punting.
Wilkie at the goal line to punt. Himmelberg standing at his 46-yard line in the single safety. It's a short punt. It bounces inside the 40 and dies at about the 43-yard line of Ravenna. It's down there by Trace Armstrong, and Blue Hill is back on offense in Ravenna territory. First and 10.
And that puts a lot of pressure on your defense. It's hard to play defense for, firstly, the whole third quarter here, other than two, three, and outs, and that's really hard on a defense.
And there's only 2:36 left to go in this third quarter as Blue Hill sends their play in from the far sideline, and they get set now as they break the huddle. In the backfield, Thaman dots the eye. They go with that wing off the left side. It's sharp this time, and Hofferberg is the up man at quarterback under center. Hoyt. Pitch left side, and there's a procedural call. I think the offside they're going on, and it is for Blue Hill. And so they can't get off to a clean start on their drive either. It's going to be first down and 15 when we get back to the line of scrimmage. A lot of movement there.
9 penalties on the Blue Hill Bobcats for in the game. That is just a lot in a state playoff game, I think.
First down and 15 when the Bobcats get back to the line of scrimmage. They will stay in that same formation, which is a wing to the left side off the tight end that's sharp. Pitch right side this time. Thaman tries to find the cutback. Got some running room across the 50, 40, 35, 25, 20. Shane Thaman at the 10, jukes at the 5, and he's dragged down there by Saborn at the 5-yard line. Big run. First big run for Shane Thaman.
Nice play there. Kick just through that toss sweep. Finally got a crease out there. Cut it back across the field. Broke a tackle. Got run down and had to cut back to the middle of the field. But first and goal for Shane Thaman.
They get in to score here on either side. Blue Hill's defense has been a snoozeful tonight, and so it's going to be tough to get two scores plus a point on this team.
Well, your defense
gets
tired.
Plenty of time to do it, though. 2:10 to go in the third period, so don't go away. This is a tight ball game compared to the rest of the slate today in the round one of the playoffs. Hand off to Hofferberg, and he stood up right at the line of scrimmage, maybe lost a half yard.
Nice play in there by Jake Boyd. He just came up and smacked him in the mouth, wrapped him up. No gain on the play.
And so it'll be second down coming, and goal to go. Ball is spotted at the 10-yard line, at the 6-yard line, and the Blue Hill Bobcats break the huddle. White comes under center this time, as he has for several plays off scrimmage. Comacher is now the wing back left side. Pitch left side. Thaman at the 5 falls forward into the end zone. Touchdown, Shane Thaman. The 6-yard run, Thaman.
As you said, tossing to the short side of the field, running with that unbalanced line. He just picks his hole, gets hit right at the goal line, and falls forward for the touchdown.
That was about a 43-yard drive off the punt of Ravenna. And with 1:22 to go in the third period, Blue Hill has a 13-0 lead, and they send in the kicker for the point after try. Good snap, good plant, good kick, and it's 14-0 in favor of Blue Hill. 1:22 to go in the third, 14-0 Blue Hill leading Ravenna. Kickoff coming up in 30 seconds here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics, and finally a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorb Farms, Litchfield.
The Breeze, 94.5.
That last scoring drive by Blue Hill, a familiar exhibition by Shane Stamen, who's carried the ball coming into this ball game 187 times on the year. And now the kickoff by Blue Hill. And it's a short kick taken at the 15-yard line by Trace Armstrong. Picks his way up across the 30 to 35, bowls forward to the 37-yard line. Nice, tough return there by Trace Armstrong for Ravenna. A bit of an answer on that score, and now the Blue Jay offense has to get something going. And now we've got Armstrong down on the field. And it looks like it is a cramp. And this could take a second or two here. The docs come out. Kind of take a look around. And what we're going to do, let's take a 30-second timeout here. 30-second timeout, minute 14 to go in the third. We've got an injury timeout back after this on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
Blue Hill Care Center is now under new management and offers a great rehab-to-home program. Located at 414 North Wilson Street, for more information, call 402-756-2080. The staff and residents of Blue Hill Care Center would like to send out best wishes to the Blue Hill football team. Go Bobcats!
The South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including internet banking and bill pay. Log on to southcentralstatebank.com. Good luck, Bobcats, from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Basics Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, the injury update on that one. Trace Armstrong suffered a cramp. He's over on the near sideline now, out of the ballgame. Mr. Bourne takes the snap from the shotgun formation. Wilkie comes in motion from the right to the left. Snap, and the option down the line flips it to Schombach, who falls to one knee and is smothered by Blue Hill about 4 yards in back of the line of scrimmage.
Just trying to run the option down the line. Nice pitch out there, but good penetration by the linebacker on that side. Again, they're stacking that side over there with two, and sometimes they're bringing the corner in, so it almost looks like three linebackers to that wide side of the field.
Second down and 14 yards to go now for Ravenna. The clock is running under 40 seconds in this third quarter. Down by 14 points to Bourne. Calls the signals, keeps it himself, and no running room at all. He is met right as he took the first step forward by a host of Blue Hill Bobcats. It looks like Hofferber was in there, as well as, try that again, it was Komacher. I was looking at the wrong color jersey there. Komacher in on the tackles just as he was making his way forward.
They're really getting good penetration. They're not going to let that get the quarterback get going like he did against them down there on their home field. And that's the end of the quarter.
And it's going to be it. So Ravenna has a long way to go and a short time to get there, as someone once said. They've got to get back 14 plus 1 to get this thing won. And they have one quarter to go. Fourth quarter next. High school football on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com. Back in a minute.
For all your auto body needs, see Jordaning Body Shop in Blue Hill. Jordaning Body Shop takes the hassle out of getting your car fixed after an accident. They do complete body work as well as glass installation, and insurance jobs are welcome. Whether it's a small ding or a major fender bender, let Jordaning Body Shop take care of it. 414 West Saline in Blue Hill. Jordaning Body Shop, wishing the Blue Hill Bobcats good luck.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
The Breeze, 94.5.
third down coming with 15 yards to go for the Blue Hill Bobcats now. And in the under center, they got a bunch of receivers to the right side. They flip it out, try to set up the screen. The ball is intended for Wilkie, and it falls incomplete.
And the fortunate thing about that is that the receiver knocked the ball backwards. If he had not touched it, it would have been a backward pass and a pass for a fumble. But the linebacker, the defensive end, jumped up, knocked the ball backwards, and therefore it's not a fumble.
Fourth down and 15. Wilkie again has to stand, this time at his 20-yard line, and punt out of trouble. Himmelberg again is set to do the run back at the 30-yard line. It's off the left side of his foot. Bounces at the 35, is going to fall dead at about the 32-yard line. And no return by Himmelberg on that, so Blue Hill will get it again. Third time here in the second half they get the ball back. They've controlled a lot of clock and put seven more points on since halftime. They had a 7-0 lead at halftime, 14-0 now, as we are early on in the fourth quarter, 11:46 to go in this ball game, round one of the state high school football playoffs. From Ravenna, Craig Eckert, Tim Bob Kitzmiller on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. We're about 25 minutes away from the CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show on KHAS 1230 AM. And off goes to Shane Feynman, who had a 43-yard exhibition earlier. And this time he turns the short gain into a little longer one. About a 6 or 7 yard gain. Looks like he's going to get popped at about a 4 yard mark and then twist and got about three more.
And that puts Feynman up right at 90 yards for this half, 82 of them there in the third quarter, puts him over 100 for the game. He's the workhorse and he's delivering
and
in the playoff.
They're very glad to let him have that title. They will just give him the ball, and they do again. That time he gets maybe a yard, and then they're going to push him back about 10 yards for good measure. Trace Armstrong in on the tackle there, as well as Brandon Rogers.
That's a very good spot on the far sideline. It's going to be close. Third is very short.
Good spot for Blue Hill fans. Not so much for Ravenna. Third, they want to get the ball back. They got to get two scores on the board here in the forms of touchdowns and PATs to get it even. Third down, about a yard to go. Hoyt is under center. He's got the wing off the left side. That's sharp this time. Feynman is the tailback, but he's going to keep it himself. And in the play that has come up gold several times, I think he got a first down on the quarterback sneak again.
That time the D-lineman tried to submarine in there, just shoot underneath him and take his legs out. But Hoyt able to lean forward. Boy, it's close. They're going to give him the first down, but it was very close. I'm surprised they didn't measure that
one. Yeah, one of those deals, you're darned if you're doing, you're darned if you don't. I mean, if you're anticipating that play and you crimp in, now he pulls up and maybe goes out on a pass through the flat or pitches wide. Hoyt calls the signals. He's got a first and 10 now. Pitch, Feynman, right side. Tries to find a bit of a cutback and doesn't that time. Wilkie and Schomburg in on the tackle there for Ravenna. Jake Boyd also in there. He's had a good game tonight, too.
He has had a good game. Good pressure that time by the Blue Jays. Got upfield, turned that play back inside, and the linebacker's able to get Feynman for a no gain.
Every snap Blue Hill takes to Ravenna doesn't is more time off the clock, and Ravenna now has their back to the wall in terms needing to get the ball back. Second down and 10. They've got an opportunity here. Wingman on left side. Pitch, Feynman up the middle, and he's got a few yards. It's going to bring up third down and call it a strong six to go when they come back to the line.
Just a simple little toss play there, getting good penetration, good push up front by the Bobcats, and third and, boy, it's a short five.
Said earlier today, we had one game separated by 1 point, and that was the win by Shadron over St. Paul, 19-18. I think unofficially this is the second closest game right now with only a 14-point deficit, and we're not over yet. So we'll see whether or not Ravenna can tighten it up. Feynman gets the carry, but not the first down. He gets to the 50-yard line, and now it'll be up to Blue Hill to put Ravenna deep in their territory via the punt if they can.
Good job by the defense. They're getting a stop on Feynman, who was just running really strong in that third quarter.
They're going to go to Hoyt, will stay in and do the punting. Lovejoy had been doing the kicking and encountered some problems the last few times we saw him, and now Hoyt will stay in there, the quarterback, as the punter. On the fourth down, he gets a nice high kick. DeBorn calls for the fair catch at the 24, bobbles it, and then picks it up, and I'm not sure if that is a penalty when he does that or not. I guess not. He recovered his own fumble on that, and so he gets a net gain of maybe a yard in front of the fair catch. Actually, first down and 10 as Ravenna has to get something going here real quick.
I think if he'd have tried to run it, but he tried to pull himself up once he got control of it, and the officials decided he had not tried to take undue advantage of his fair catch call. Maybe a judgment call there.
So the Blue Jays have the ball back. They are starting in decent field position at their own 25-yard line. Moranek is the quarterback again. This will be about the third or fourth series where he's been the snap taker. Back to pass. He fires. He's got a man. It's Wilkie in and out of his hands. Komacher had a chance to do the pick on the carom and didn't come down with it. So Moranek was lucky on that one.
Yeah, that is 0-for-6 tonight. For the Jays, trying to throw the football, have not completed the pass yet. Had the receiver open, threw it a little hard, in and out of his hands. Lucky it wasn't picked, as you said.
All right, Veronik will stay in as the signal caller as he takes the play from the messenger, who is Raph Hoffman, over to the right side. He stays as the wideout. Veronik in the gun. He's got a slot man. That's DeBorn to the left. Tight coverage on the corners. The slot man's got some room there. Back to pass. Back to pass and scrambling is Veronik. He's got a man. It's Trace Armstrong. Running room 40, 45, 50, 45. Trace Armstrong, 40-yard line, and had Blue Hill defensive back Van Boning not grabbed and hung on. He'd have been in for 6.
Big play there. Everything looking to the left side of the field. Pressure came that side. Quarterback threw it back to the other side. The back had leaked out, and you're lucky he didn't take that to the house. Or if you're a Jays fan, you're unfortunate he didn't take it to the house.
7:55 to go. He's closer to the house. Put it that way.
Yeah,
7:55 to go in this ball game. At least in regulation, Veronik is the quarterback still. Trips to the left side. Back to pass. Rolling left. Now's going to be in trouble, and tackled is Veronik. Garrett Williams with the stop on that throws Veronik back about 4 yards, so it's going to be second down and 14 yards to go for Connor Veronik in at quarterback. DeBorn is still in there, but he's playing out in the slot.
I think they're trying to get DeBorn the ball out here, at least as a decoy, or get him the ball so he can make a play because he's got the ability to take it to the house if he can get the ball in space.
Blue Hill has shown tonight they're not going to wait for the quarterback to make up his mind, though. They're going to go after him. He's back to pass. Fires on a crossing route. He's got DeBorn, and that's down to the 30-yard line. He'll be about 2 yards shy of a first down, and Ravenna keeps alive here with 7:07 to go and a third down play, about 4 yards to go coming.
Nice little slant route there, a little skinny post. Ball delivered on time, and as I said, DeBorn's able to catch the ball. He does a lot of things. You got to get your best player of the football somehow.
And DeBorn was star of the show scoring-wise last time the Jays met the Bobcats and beat them 20-8. DeBorn goes wide to the left side in the slot now. Raph Hoffman flanks him to the left side. Shotgun Baranek calls out the signal. Schaumbach is the lone setback, and now we have a timeout call. Timeout called by Ravenna. Down 14-0 with 6.5 to go in the ball game. You're listening to High School Playoff Ball on La Breeze 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
Ron's Good Neighbor Pharmacy should be your pharmacy in Blue Hill. They give you complete prescription service, and mail-out service is also available. Ron's Pharmacy also has school supplies, American greeting cards, sundries, Russell Stover's candy, and Timex watches. You can trust and depend on their reliability because they've been serving you for more than 30 years. Ron's Pharmacy proudly supports academics and athletics in Blue Hill and wishes all the athletes and coaches good luck. Ron's Pharmacy, your Blue Hill Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Top of the fifth, Cards over the Rangers. No, the Rangers are tied now. Top of the fifth, 3-3. The Blue Jays and the Bobcats are tussling here. Bobcats out front 14-0, Ravenna and Blue Hill. Ravenna called that timeout to avoid a delay, I think, and it's third down and a short 5, long 4 to go. Baronic is still in the shotgun. Saborn in the slot left side. Blue Hill showing blitz, long count. Counteract that. Wilkie coming in motion. Back to pass. Baronic. He's got a man. It's Saborn. He's got it inside the 5. Touchdown, Saborn. Cover Saborn out there. Cruising to the goal line. And we've got ourselves a 14-6 ball game.
Nice play by Saborn. The defensive back fell down. The ball was a little underthrown. He made a nice adjustment. Came back to the ball. Got hit right at the goal line. Shook off that tackle and walked into the end zone.
That was about a 43-yard pass play by Veronic to Saborn. Raph Hoffman is in to do the extra point duties. Good snap. And the kick is good, just inside the left upright. That was not pretty, but it got the points. And with 6:24 to go in this ball game, or at least in regulation, we'll say now, it is 14-7. We'll keep it here and give you some scores. We talked about the Cards and Rangers tied. Okay, now let's go to football. Minden, 42, Central City, 7. I think that's either way late in the game or a final. Burwell in the third quarter, 42-9 over Maxwell. Exeter Milligan beating Humphrey, 18-12 in the fourth. That might be the second closest ball game. SEM leading Brady 19-8 in the second. We're here at 14-6 now, 14-7 now, Blue Hill. Kennesaw leading Arapaho 26-7 late in the third. Donovan Trumbull is trailing St. Pat's 14-6 at halftime. Donovan Trumbull's hanging in there nicely against North Platte St. Pat.
Nice.
And now Raph Hoffman will tee it up for the Blue Jays, who just scored on a beautiful pass play from Baronic to Saborn. It's a high kick, and Rubelin has it at the 10-yard line. Back out to the 20, 25. It'll be set up at the 25-yard line. Rubelin with a good run back and a good hit there by Ravenna. That might have been Raph Hoffman in there, and it also could have been Preston McDowell taking some hand slaps from his teammates. I think he stood him up there and gave him a first and 10 at the 26-yard line of Blue Hill.
I have to give kudos to the Ravenna coaching staff making the adjustments, getting Saborn out in space, getting him the ball. You can't get him the ball, get the ball moving, running it. So throwing the ball, good, nice adjustment by Ravenna.
Touchdown came just a moment or so ago, and now in the ensuing plays by Blue Hill, they hand off to Stamen on the first down, and he gets about 4 or 5 yards. We'll see where the forward spot is, but they're content to leave it on the ground and grind the clock, because clock and defense right now are the friends of the Blue Hill Bobcats, and they do both quite well.
Boy, looked like he was going to get hit in the backfield, too. It's a nice little sidestep, and then hit a hole right up in.
Look at that,
6 yards.
Nothing. All of a sudden, 6 yards later, they're looking at a second down and 4. Sharp, the up man. Coleman Schur is the wingman to the left side. Under center is Hoyt. Flip to Feynman. Feynman is close to the first down on the left side. Stretches. I think he got it. We'll see where they spot it, but it sure looks like he got beyond that chain on the final stretch.
Just a nice, simple, basic toss, sweep. Quarterback turns and gives a nice flat toss to the running back, and he's just going north and south with it.
And he got the first down. So Blue Hill picks up another set of downs and another chance to take time off the clock.
I guess technically,
and score.
I was going to say technically on this field it'd be east and west, not north and south, but you know the point.
We get I formation again with the wingman to the left side. Feynman dots the I. It's unlikely that he's going to leave that position, at least willingly, through the rest of this ball game. Under center is Hoyt. Again, the give to Feynman. He's got a head of steam, and he's got 10 yards, 15, down to the 40, 35-yard line. And Feynman is called down. Did he fumble the ball? No. They say it was ground contact. And it looked like he lost control of the ball, but the refs say he was down before he let it go. But he let it go for about 20 yards and got down to the 35-yard line.
Nice run there. Again, turn and hand the ball. He's hitting lanes. running hard, running behind his pads. And, yeah, lucky he didn't take that to the house.
Talk about a team in Blue Hill. They looked very uncomfortable last time these two teams played. They just couldn't play within themselves. They found their game. I formation, wingman to the left side as Hoyt is going to drain the clock as best he can. They're down under 4:45 to go. And now they're ready to take a delay of game and drain a little bit of clock there. They've got a first and 10. They'll mark it back 5 yards. And whatever they can do as far as getting the clock to wind down, it starts again now after that penalty whistle, and it's at 4:38 and stopped at this point.
Got a penalty player substitution. Official stops the clock, and now it winds.
All right. So it's first down and 15, and now everyone's slow getting back to the line of scrimmage. Blue Hill is there. Ravenna now tries to set their defense. They do. Hoyt with that power eye and the wing off the left side. Damon is the tailback. They give it to the up man, and he crashes through for a first down all the way down to the 25-yard line. That's Chafe Hofferber, the fullback, and they just put that in there every now and then to keep the defense honest. And the defense gave up 9, but not the first down. Second down and about a yard to go.
Actually,
a little less than that for Blue Hill.
They had the 5-yard penalty. So.
Oh, that's right. That was a 10-yard give up. So he got the penalty yardage plus, and it is second down and a yard to go on that quick hitter by the fullback, Hofferber. Under center again is Hoyt. And this time the quarterback, Hoyt, keeps the ball, and on the sneak gets about 4 yards down to the 20-yard line. That is becoming just a pattern now on a crucial third and short or whatever in short. He's just picking his lane and going forward.
On that previous play, on the ref actually got in the way and slowed the Hoffinger down, or he might have run to the end zone. Little assist by the Zebras here in Ravenna.
First down and 10 to go. Ball is at the 20-yard line, the 20-yard line of Ravenna. Freeman has the eye back, and again, Hoyt is in no hurry in getting the snap off. He's under center, wingman to the left side. Freeman gets the carry, has a cutback, gets about 5 yards, and then a little bit more as he moves the pile closer to the forward chain, and we'll see where that spot leaves Blue Hill on the down and distance side. Looks like it leaves him in pretty good stead there. They're going to move that ball all the way down inside the 15-yard line. It's going to be second down. And a short 5 to go with 2:42 to go on this game clock in the fourth quarter.
Freeman's just feeling it now. He's just running hard, running behind his pads, driving his legs, and he's going to be tough to stop inside the 10.
Led 7-0 at the half. They picked up 7 more in the third quarter. Then Ravenna came back, got one. It's 14-7. That's where we are right now. But Blue Hill apparently in the driver's seat. They hand off to Hofferber. He has stood up. They were looking for that one. But the clock continues to plague Ravenna's chances here as they're down inside 2 minutes and 13 seconds to go. Timeout is called by Ravenna. We'll take 30. It is Blue Hill 14, Ravenna 7 on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
Ravenna Superfoods is the place for big town savings with a large touch of hometown service. Fresh meats and produce can be found right in your hometown, so why not shop here and save yourself the drive? See friends and neighbors in the aisles of Ravenna Superfoods, a proud supporter of Ravenna Blue Jays on their road to success. Shop Ravenna Superfoods, located downtown Ravenna. Best of luck, teams.
The Breeze, 94.5.
A long drive. Blue Hill got the ball with their own 26, and they are down inside the 20-yard line of the Ravenna Blue Jays. Third down and 5. The ball is at the 15 as they break the huddle from the sideline. And again, a very familiar setup. Sharp is the up man now. Samen the tailback. Komacher the wingman to the left side, and Hoyt under center. Pitch. Samen has maybe the first down. He fell forward off tackle there. We'll see whether or not they're going to give him progress. At this point, the angle is not to our advantage, and we'll just have to wait for the referees to indicate where the ball is. It's going to be fourth down. He didn't get it. Fourth down, and actually a pretty strong two or three to go.
And that's, again, that's not the point. First down is irrelevant at this point. It's the clock that is the enemy of the Ravenna Blue Jays.
All right. So fourth down, and they're going to take some time. And don't care if they give the ball back to Ravenna. Pitch. Thaman. And Thaman may have enough for the first down, so it may be a moot point at that time. And I think he's got the first down, and it's inside the 10-yard line.
On the far side.
Far side. Okay, I see it over there. There is a flag down. It's going to be a hold against Blue Hill. Thing is, they can't put penalty minutes back on like they might in another sport. And with a minute 30 to go, they picked up another 14-second advantage off of that clock despite the penalty. And so that hold will be 10 from the point of the infraction. Probably will back Blue Hill up to 20-yard line, back to the 20. So the infraction was in front of the forward stick. And at 90 seconds to go in this one, it's an I formation again for Hoyt. Fourth down, stronger than Ken right now as they pitch to Thaman. Thaman has the corner, but it's quickly sealed up on some nice pursuit there by Ravenna. And they know this is their last chance. They got a minute 23 to get a touchdown and a PAT to get this thing tied up, or a touch and a two to win it.
See how big that penalty may have been, because that was a first and goal that Thaman had picked up there. They called the hold, gives the ball back, a minute 23 to go. Got to have some big plays, but gives you a chance if you're the Blue Jays.
There's no timeouts left, according to the scoreboard, for Ravenna. Moronic, shotgun. Back to pass, flings it downfield. He's looking for Wilkie, and he overshoots the whole bunch. And lucky he did, because laying out there was Van Boning again. He's had a nice night defensively, and he touched the ball. And I think Ronick turned into, or I should say, his intended receiver, Wilkie, turned into a defensive back on that breakup.
Yeah, Wilkie's got to get his head around. He actually had the seam. Ball was thrown, you know, pretty well. I think if Wilkie gets his head around a little quicker, he might have had a chance. But as you're right, once he saw the ball, he became a defensive back trying to prevent the interception.
That took 5 seconds off the clock. And now with second down and 10, look for more of the same. Trips wide to the left side. Single setback is Schombach. Back to pass, Veronic. He'll find Saborn across the middle, and Saborn drops the ball. Well, they'd have had a first down there. That would have stopped the clock to move the chains, but he dropped the ball. It stops the clock and takes another 3 seconds off approximately, so it's a minute 12 to go. But now it's third down and 10 for Ravenna, whose season might end tonight.
Well, the ball was thrown a little behind Saborn. He tried to make an adjustment to catch it, and sometimes that ball just, it looks so easy, but when you're running down the field in a pressure situation, it just gets hard to squeeze the football.
Tyler Douglas over center now. Shotgun formation for Veronica. Connor rolls to his left, fires out in the flat. It's high, intended for Saborn, and Saborn tried to make a second effort catch, but it fell to the ground, and now it's fourth down and 10, and this is the season.
This is the ball game right here. Pretty good coverage out there by the Bobcats. Forced the quarterback to run, to scramble. And
nice effort by Saborn, and actually, when you look at the clock, they've only taken 18 seconds off here, and they've fired off three plays. So.
But they need a first down here.
They've got to get a first down to extend their opportunity. Fourth down. Trips left side. Veronic back to pass. Now scrambles around. Has to run for it. He's got the first down. 35-40. Veronic 50-45. Thrown out of bounds. Connor Veronic. And he gets the first down and nice real estate on that fourth down effort.
Yeah, everything to the left side of the field. He looked over here, pressure came, turned, and the wide side of the field just opened up, and he had nothing but green grass running down the sideline, and that is a huge play with only 55 seconds to go in this game.
So don't leave us.
They must have called him, stepped out of bounds.
Veronica still got the first down. The field position is back at the 46. They didn't give them the full extent that we thought. And now, penalty markers fall, as I don't think they got the playoff on time. Let's see what the call is going to be. think it's a procedural call of some sort against Ravenna, but I'm guessing it might be just a delay of game. Or not. Nah, it's a long time to huddle up for a delay call.
I'm trying to decide if it was
They must be deep in the rule book on this.
Yeah, they got her flipping through it. They're pointing at the clock and talking.
Yeah. Not one of those rules with the bold print. procedural call against Ravenna. But they're going to come over and explain that call. We don't get that explanation here.
I think the coach is arguing that he was drawn offside.
So it's going to be first down and 15. Again, the upside, if you're a Blue Jays fan, is that life continues here in the 2011 season, courtesy of the legs of Connor Baranek, who got the first down and stepped out of bounds a little bit before we thought he did, but he still picked up good real estate on the pull down and the scramble. Shotgun formation. He's got wings both ways. Single setback is Schaumbach. Long count again. Fake the end around to Saborn. Firing downfield, looking for Wilkie, and it's in and out of his hand. Wilkie incomplete at the 23-yard line.
Had a chance. That ball was out there, thrown where he could catch it. Just couldn't squeeze it, and that would have been a huge play. But again, no time. A little time off the clock. Still time, and it's only second down.
Again, from the time he scrambled, there was 55 on the clock. There's 49 on there now, so they're conserving the clock best they can, but they'd like to do it on something other than incompleted passes, I'm sure. Veronic, shotgun, Schaumbach in back of him, wings both ways, wide both ways, and it's almost intercepted as Rubelis stepped in front of Raph Hoffman. And it falls incomplete. It's going to be a third down play coming with 15 yards to go. That one looked like a completion, but a good catch up by Rubelit on that. And incompletion. Good defensive play.
Rubelit came over the top. I think he interfered, knocked the ball down, and officials saw it my way.
Rubelit caught a long pass, caught a touchdown, and some nice defensive breakups. The last one coming there. Veronic back to pass, heaves, fires. He's got a man. It's Trace Armstrong. Far sideline, out of bounds, though. He came down with it, but he was out of bounds. 39 seconds to go, and it's 4th and 15 for Ravenna. And we'll
one big
say it
play.
Again. This is the season.
One big play, one big catch. It's what they need to keep their season alive right here. Somebody's got to come down. Somebody's got to make a play.
We're fogging the glass in the press box.
We're fogging here. Somebody is, anyway.
Roth Hoffman comes to the left side wide. Wilkie, the wing off the left side. Armstrong, wing to the right side. And Saborn is the wide receiver to the right side. Long count by Baranek as Wilkie goes in motion. Back to pass. Baranek heaves it downfield. Looking for Saborn. He's got it, and it's out of bounds. Is it?
Threw a penalty flag.
There's
away.
A penalty marker down at the 15-yard line. Saborn was out of bounds. I don't know if he caught the ball because it was away from us, but the flags came out and he was interfered with.
Well, he's marking it like, oh, they're calling it. They're calling it, marking it like he caught the ball. But there looks like the Bobcats are celebrating something.
31.6 seconds to go on this, and let's figure out what's going on. Referees are talking to one another, and this is the disadvantage of where we are versus major college, and now there's a penalty marker down. Are they saying that Saborn shoved off? Is that the deal?
That's what they're calling, pass interference.
They're saying that Saborn shoved off, and instead of a long game preserving the season,
they're going to call
an offensive interference, and the Ravenna faithful are not happy. 31.6 seconds to go. Saborn is beside himself. He's talking to the referee, jawboning as best he can. But that's going to mark the play, and now there is another penalty marker down, and now the referees are absolutely huddling up around Hudson. Mark Hudson,
the Bourne very upset with the call.
Is in front of the referees. It's not a serious argument. Everybody's behaving themselves down there, but
the Bourne
definitely not happy, and the Bourne is unhappiest of all. I think that's the penalty marker. Was Saborn talking to the referee, and that came out. So now let's see if we've still got a fourth down. No, fourth down. It was fourth and 15, but on
they called the
offensive penalty. That's going to be it.
But they called the penalty as an unsportsmanly loss of down. What is the signal he made? He put his hands behind his head, which is a loss of down.
And so what they're saying then is the pass by Saborn, there was no interference. It was caught out of bounds. Is that what they
called? No. They called a called offensive pass interference, and then they called the enforcement, so they're marking off both of those, which backs it up to fourth and a mile. No, they called the loss of down, so it's first down for the Bobcats, and they're just going to run out the clock with 30 seconds to go.
So that's because it was
they called
offensive foul on fourth down.
Right,
so
they lose
the
down.
They can't keep it down.
Offensive
and
pass
so Blue Hill will down it here with 25 seconds to go, and Blue Hill will kneel it one more time and take it to the next round of the C2 brackets here. And let's see what the possibilities are. Next week, Ravenna Blue Hill will take on the winner of the Thayer Central Kearney Catholic game. Kearney Catholic probably going to win that one. And Blue Hill lost to Kearney Catholic earlier. So it'll be Blue Hill and Kearney Catholic on Wednesday. We don't have time. Anything we give you on matchups, we don't have time yet because the athletic directors will get together and talk to one another about the most convenient times for schools to get together in round number two. But we'll have a full slate of games again next Wednesday here on your Platte River radio station. CPI Mr. Tire's scoreboard show is going on right now on 1230 AM KHAS radio. We're going to take a timeout here, come back, and recap tonight's action as Blue Hill defeats Ravenna 14-7 in round one of the C2 football playoffs on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com, on the World Wide Web.
New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill has been in business for over 5 years, helping your children grow and learn. At New Beginnings, your 4- and 5-year-old will enjoy a warm, nurturing atmosphere filled with social and academic activities. Licensed and certified, teacher and owner Sharon Kruger invites you in for a look around. They're located at 533 West Gage or call 756-3624 for more information. Best of luck to the Bobcats from New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill, 756-3624.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Been thinking about replacing your worn-out windows? Consider made-to-order Marvin Wood Windows. The Easy Tilt Pack is an easy-to-install solution. Tilt Pack windows are made of energy-efficient ponderosa pine. They're less expensive than replacing the whole window. See Tilt Pack at Century Lumber Center in Blue Hill. Call 756-3341.
The superheroes of service, powered by
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Fresh flowers, dried arrangements, candy bar bouquets, gift baskets, candles, lotions, and more. Visit Petals and Pictures in Ravenna. They feature a scrapbooking section with supplies in a workroom. Buy some flowers and scrapbook for hours at Petals and Pictures, downtown Ravenna. Petals and Pictures is a very proud sponsor of all the hard work and dedication of the area athletes year after year. They work hard for the good of the team. Great job from Petals and Pictures in Ravenna.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, Craig Eckert and Kid Bob Kitzmiller back here at Ravenna, where a very disappointed Blue Jay faithful leave, I don't know, so much as a result of the score, as much as the way they felt about the last call. I don't know if it's right or it isn't right. There's no way we would know. It was far across the field. There's no replay on this deal. The referee has called an offensive pass interference against Stiborn, who moved from quarterback to a wide receiver and garnered some success there. He had gotten a touchdown earlier in the quarter, and Trevor Stiborn was called for offensive pass interference, and then in protest was flagged again for unsportsmanlike conduct. And so that deep in the game with 30 seconds to go, fourth down, they lost the play, they lost the down, they were penalized, and Blue Hill knelt it out and hung on for a 14-7 win and the right to go on and play Wednesday against probably Kearney Catholic. I think that game is going on right now. I don't know that we have a score yet, but I'll double-check that. The Mr. Tire, CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show is coming up on our sister station, KHAS, 1230 a.m., and we'll also have the scoreboard show on Classic Hits 98.9, and that may be going on right now as well. I'm not everybody has a different kickoff time tonight, so rest assured that we'll have all the scores for you, and we'll have another round of games on the stations of Flat River Radio next Wednesday. Minden. No, we don't have the scoreboard show on 98.9 because Minden is leading Central City 49-7, and that is midway through the fourth period. And so that continues on. SEM is leading Brady 19-8 in the second quarter. Kennesaw is in command of Arapahoe 26-7 late in the third. Elmwood Murdoch 14-6 in the lead, and Pleasanton leading Litchfield 40-18. Assuming that our scores are reasonably close to where the real time is, the Minden Central City game is probably late fourth quarter or done by that time, so we'll be following the Whippets in round two as we will the Bobcats in round two as well. The Bobcats scored with 9:08 to go in the first half. Otherwise, it was scoreless all the way for the first 21 minutes of this ball game. Then a 22-yard pass play from Dakota Hoyt to Rubelid, and it was 7-0 with the point after. They took a 7-0 halftime lead in, did the Blue Hill Bobcats, and scored again in the third quarter. That was not a couple of nice runs by Shane Samuel and a 43-yard run, and then capped it off near the goal line to bring it in, and again, a point after, and Blue Hill was out by 14-0. But Ravenna did not show any quit, got the ball back about 6 minutes to go in the ball game with a 14-0 deficit, a 43-yard play from Connor Baronic to Stiborn, who moved to wide receiver from quarterback, took the pass into the end zone. Point after was good, and at that time, Ravenna was down 14-7, but there was still time on the clock. Blue Hill took the ball back on their own 26-yard line, took a ton of time off the clock, and Ravenna did not get the ball back until about 2.5 minutes to go in the ball game, and a series of penalties and mishaps, a series of fourth downs and 15, and a nice run by Connor Baronic kept them in the ball game. He got the first down late in the game, moved the chains, and that's when the controversy began to occur on a deep pass from Baronic, again intended for Stiborn. Stiborn, they said, was out of bounds. It did not catch the pass. Actually, what they said was he interfered with the defender as he caught the pass going out of bounds. I don't know whether it was inbounds, out of bounds. It was far away from us, and of course, in high school ball, you have no replays, and I'm not suggesting that in any way, shape, or form the referees got it wrong. I'm just saying that there was some controversy here on the part of Ravenna fans who wanted to see the Blue Jays make a comeback. The Blue Hill folks took advantage of that series of two penalties and got the ball back, kneeled it twice, and came away with a 14-7 win. So a hard-fought victory for the Blue Hill Bobcats. And like I said, you almost did, you know, I obviously we don't have any favors one way or the other here between these two communities, but you kind of hate to see a playoff victory or loss come down to some subjective play like that.
Well, you know, they, caught the football. So he obviously made the play, so they marked it as if it was a catch. They ruled that he pushed off. Again, it's just the officials' call. I thought the officials called a pretty good game. There were a lot of penalties. Obviously, Ravenna was upset, but that doesn't mean they scored. They would have still had the ball and would have had to have scored from where they were at. Blue Hill played a pretty good game defensively. And, again, a lot of fight, a lot of character in both these teams. Neither team gave up. I know you're disappointed. It's your last game. And good kids, good fought game. Communities get behind their teams, and that's why we come out and watch them. And you just hate, again, to have the game, to not have that chance to throw for the touchdown after a tremendous catch by Saborn. But obviously the officials felt there was a push-off, and that's the reason he was able to catch the ball and make that play.
And you do make an excellent point. Had there been no penalty, they still would have not had the touchdown. It was not a controversial non-touchdown. It was a controversial catch at about the 10-yard line. They still would have had to gone in and scored, and with 31 seconds to go in the ball game, who knows what would have happened. We're simply saying that that was not a fortuitous turn of events.
A disappointing way to end the game.
Disappointing, well said. So that's the way it ended up. It is Blue Hill moving on next week. We'll be with them somewhere, probably. Well, I don't know. They're hosting. They were away this week. Kearney Catholic was home, so I think it says you can't be away 2 weeks in a row. Is that what it is? So they may be hosting Kearney Catholic. Blue Hill may be hosting Kearney Catholic at a time to be determined Wednesday, probably in Blue Hill, unless I've got my NCAA rules. That's not uncommon. But anyhow, it'll be Blue Hill, Kearney Catholic next Wednesday on a station of Platte River Radio and a time to be determined later. For Tim Bob Kitzmiller, this is Craig Eckert. Thanks for being with us again. Your final score. Oh, you want to do one? I'm sorry. We didn't do the final score.
Just a quick note. The young man from Blue Hill, Feynman, wound up with 164 yards on the night on 29 carries. Got back up 5.5 yards a carry. Some big runs in the second half. He was a workhorse. That puts him up over 12, close to 1275 for the year. That young man is just a nice, strong runner, good blocking up front, and that's how they took control of the game in the second half behind Feynman, and much more characteristic of how they play as compared to 2 weeks ago when they threw the ball 27 times and only gave him the ball about a dozen.
Yeah, and that's the other important thing about kind of focusing on that penalty. Blue Hill, when they took that ball at their own 26 and controlled the ball, they were playing Blue Hill football.
Yeah.
They were running the ball. And of course, they know how to play defense. They did all night long because they held Ravenna ultimately to 7 points. So, well-deserved victory for Blue Hill, and we never intended to say that it wasn't anything but that.
But I will say, moving forward, next week, Blue Hill had 11 penalties for 95 yards. That's a tough way to win a football game going into the second round. You're going to have to clean up those penalties and continue to get fame in the ball.
All right, FlatteRiverPreps.com. We'll have all the scores there. 98.9 FM, we'll have a scoreboard show there. We are in progress on the CPI Mystic Tire Scoreboard Show on Flat River Radio's KHAS Radio, 1230 AM. Now, for Tim Bob Kitzmiller, Craig Eckert, thanks for joining us on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com. Have a great night.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.